listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. New York Judge Juan Merchan revisits President-elect Trump's criminal conviction today. Given the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity, Merchan could toss out the jury verdict and order a new trial, or he could dismiss the charges altogether. Arizona went Republican in the presidential race, choosing Donald Trump and his strong stand on securing the border. But when it comes to the U.S. Senate race, voters went in the other direction.
The Grand Canyon state has chosen Democrat Ruben Gallego as its first Hispanic senator. Gallego defeated GOP challenger Kerry Lake. Gallego's victory continues a string of Democratic successes in a state reliably Republican until Donald Trump won the White House in 2016. Arizona voters have rejected Trump-endorsed candidates in every election since.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. From east to west, it's the wildfire roundup.
In California, thousands of Ventura County residents remain under evacuation orders. Cal Fire says the mountain fire has destroyed over 192 structures and is about 42% contained.
Crews are in and around the structures, patrolling, mopping up 300 feet in.
Clint Swenson is an operations section chief.
They're putting water bars in, and they're bringing those dozer lines back to their natural state.
Crews there are welcoming higher humidity, but gusty Santa Ana winds continue to be a challenge. A quarter inch of rain helped a little with numerous fires burning in northern New Jersey and southern New York, but the lack of rainfall since September means the duff beneath the leaf litter is bone dry. I'm Jennifer King.
35 people killed, dozens seriously injured in southern China. Police say a 62-year-old man upset about a divorce settlement rammed his car into a crowd of people. Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell. Dow futures 58 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 9 points. S&P futures down 2. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. Great. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be among those on hand to celebrate the Brooklyn Safe Streets site achieving more than 365 days with no homicides. The mayor will be joined by District 10 Councilwoman Felicia Porter, the Safe Streets Brooklyn staff Monsi, and Catholic Charities to mark the milestone this afternoon near the Brooklyn Homes Community Center. The Baltimore mother accused in the death of her 5-year-old daughter is due in court today. 32-year-old Bernice Byrd is charged with child abuse and neglect, resulting in the death of Zona Byrd. The girl was severely emaciated and malnourished when she was found dead in an East Baltimore home on October 15th. The child's father, Gerald Byrd, is also charged in the case. He was ordered held without bond last month. And police and the family of a man shot on the BW Parkway last week are asking for the public's help to identify a suspect. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
For many of you, the past few years have been rough due to high inflation, interest rates spiraling out of control, high prices on groceries, utility, medical costs, and insurance skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight onto their spending. Hi, this is Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements. I fully understand the situation, but I've got good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling because there's some necessary work that must be done first, AES is here to help you through some of the most difficult times. Right now, AES Builders and Home Improvement is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or how small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. We also give you the lowest possible price without cutting corners. Call us today, 1-800-787-SAVE or online at aeshome.us.
Sports. John Harbaugh took the podium in Owings Mills yesterday, offering his take on the state of the Ravens as Steelers week is upon us. Baltimore entering the game a half game back of Pittsburgh for the division lead.
If you want to win the division, you got to win division games. That's the deal. They've had a great season. I mean, they've done a great job against the people they played against. They found ways to win different ways. Defense has been very consistent.
That Steelers defense is second in the league in points per game allowed with 16. Meanwhile, the Ravens offense leads the league in points with 31.8. Last night in the NFL, the Dolphins beat the Rams 23-15. College basketball last night, Terps roll in College Park.
Gives it off to Reese, using that right shoulder and getting it to rattle home.
Big Ten Plus with the call, Baltimore's own Julian Reese led the way. 21 points, 9 boards. Terps big over Florida A&M, 84-53. And in the NBA last night, the Rockets dealt the Wiz their 5th straight loss, 107-92. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
It is some fine fall weather today and tomorrow. Sunshine, 58 today. Tomorrow, sunny and even cooler, 52. We've got some rain, scattered showers in the afternoon Thursday, 54 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 50 degrees in Westminster, 55 in Easton, and 52 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Gosh, almighty, if you haven't been outside yet in the Baltimore region, it is chilly. Bring a coat. Look at Brian, the producer's like, no, it's not. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I walked the dog this morning, and I have like the little Yorkie poo. She looked at me like I was crazy for taking her outside. I'm like, look, Stassi, things have changed. It's different now, okay? We got to go. You got to go outside. But no, seriously, if you haven't been outside, take a jacket. It's jacket season. You know, I can't complain because it's been warm thus far. And here we are, what is it, November 12th? And it has been warm, so I'm not going to complain about it. Other things I'm not going to complain about, President Trump's picks for his administration. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited about what's to come. Really, I am. You've got Tom Homan, okay, who's been tapped as a border czar. And just so you know, Tom Homan, he is the guy, okay? And he's had a lot of people freaking out since he's been named as of yesterday. And I absolutely love to see the meltdowns, but I have to tell you this. Tom Homan isn't going to play around when it comes to securing our border. And he's talked often about the fact that it is a national security threat to have our southern border wide open. And it is. It is. You've got people coming in from all over the world, not just from down south. You've got Chinese nationalists coming through. You've got those on the terrorist watch list coming through. It is a nightmare. And for anybody to downplay what is going on is really not a friend to the U.S. It really isn't. Because I look at this situation, and I think I've said this even just yesterday. I say shut it all the way down. Like Ellis Island, shut it down. Like literally shut it down. Okay? And if you speak to any immigration judge, any Border Patrol agent, they will tell you that they have so many people on backlogs, so many people that are trying to seek asylum. The immigration judge says they can't even catch up. It's unrealistic for them to catch up. Shut it down. Shut it down. At least give them time to catch up. right? And then you've got people from other countries that want to come through the legal way, and they're saying that they're not even able to get on a wait list to seek asylum, or even just to come through and say, all right, I've got a work visa, I got this, I have that. They can't even get on the list because you've got so many people just literally crossing that southern border illegally. Shut it down. Shut it down. I've had enough, and I love the fact that Tom Homan has that mindset. You know, this is what I voted for. For once, I'm going to get what I voted for. I just thought about that. For once, this is great. This is great. Well, of course, you know, the ladies on The View, I don't know how often you watch that. I watch it so you don't have to. The ladies on The View were very upset about all of this. And if you can imagine, I call her the faux Republican because I don't think she was ever a Republican. Anna Navarro. She literally had a meltdown. But I want you to pay close attention to this clip because at the very end, I want you to listen to the reaction from the audience. Take a listen.
Now, the former head of ICE, Tom Homan, has just been picked as border czar for the upcoming administration. And he recently went on 60 Minutes to justify the price that migrants and Americans will pay for his plan. Take a look.
We have seen one estimate that says it would cost $88 billion to deport 1 million people a year.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Is that what American taxpayers should expect?
What price do you put on national security? Is that worth it?
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
Of course there is. Families can be deported together.
I don't care what anybody's opinion is on illegal immigration. When you create a crisis this big, all these other bad things happen. That's why you have to secure the border. I don't care if you're Republican, a Democrat, or independent. State border security is national security.
So perhaps that means that they will go back to the plan that was that both the Republicans and the Democrats were going to do at the border and was stopped by you know who. So maybe that's in his mind that there is something to do.
You realize, I mean, it's chilling what he just said. You realize that when he says, yes, families can be deported together, yeah. What he is saying is that U.S. citizens can be deported. What he is saying is if the parent is undocumented mm-hmm. and they have U.S. citizen children or U.S. citizen spouse or and you don't want to separate them, then let's deport the U.S. citizens. Look, Donald Trump won the electoral vote. He's going to win the House. He won the Senate. For all effects and purposes, he's got the Supreme Court. They've given him immunity. This is what the country voted for. This is, you know, a lot of people thought that when he talked about mass deportations, he wasn't being serious. I don't know how many times he had to say it for people to realize he was being serious. Well, if you thought he wasn't being serious, the appointment of Tom Homan today as border czar, and he will be in charge of a mass deportation program, the largest the country has ever seen, they say. And now Stephen Miller, as deputy chief of staff, should let you know that he was absolutely serious. And when you talk about mass deportations, people think, oh, it's just going to be the criminals. There's not enough criminals, aliens in the federal prison system for it to be mass deportations. What it means is grandmothers. What it means is brothers and aunts. Yep. What it means is abuelos y abuelas. It means dreamers. It means your family members. It means your colleagues. It means your friends. It means people who are part of the society. And look, America, you know, those of you who voted for Trump, this is what you wanted. This is what you voted for. You screwed around and you're about to find out.
That is Anna Navarro, and you couldn't really hear there quite. But at the end of that, when she was done speaking, the audience there, they were silent. They were silent because they know that Trump wasn't playing around. I don't know anybody that thought that he was joking about mass deportations. We knew that, Anna. We were excited about it, Anna. There were people in Chicago, in New York City, saying, please, get these people off the streets. Get them out of here. Nobody thought that Trump was playing around. This is what we voted for. We're excited about this. And so then she's talking about Stephen Miller as the deputy chief of staff. I think that was also a great idea. She was also sitting there talking about, oh, well, he says he can deport families together, even those that are American citizens. I know this is going to sound outrageous, I just wanted to, I want you to know exactly where I stand on the issue. If it were me, I would end the Anchor Baby program. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. It is contributing to this madness of supporting all of these immigrants here on our tax dollars. I've had enough. I have had enough. And I know that many people have. Now, when she talks about DACA, right, she talks about the Dreamers. Let's not forget, President Barack Obama did all of that with executive action, and it is still, to this day, unconstitutional. Okay? We elect people to uphold the Constitution at all costs, no matter which party they're affiliated with. That was unconstitutional. Same as when they were trying to relieve the student loan debt. Unconstitutional. And they're telling us they want to preserve democracy? Trump is a threat to democracy? Republicans are a threat to democracy? That's them! It is projection at its finest. So yes, I say deport them all. Yeah, families can be deported together, Anna. All right? Get them out of here. If you really wanted to, and look, think about this. DACA, when we did all the Dreamer thing, that was back in 2014. That was almost, what is that, 11 years ago. If you, by now, if you are a parent of a Dreamer and you haven't decided to become an American citizen in 11 years, I have no sympathy for you. You thought that it didn't matter. You thought, I don't care. You don't really care about being a citizen here in America. You probably don't even care about learning the language. That's another thing. You know what? This is, I know, I get very passionate about these things. The English language should be the official language of America. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? It should be. It should be. There's no other country that you would go to where they would say, oh, well, let's make sure they can learn Spanish. Let's make sure they can learn French. Let's make sure they can, you know, there's no other country where they will sit there and tell their citizens that they have to learn the language of those that come to their country because it's the nice thing to do. No! You're here in America. Speak English. You want to take part and be contributing members in our society? Speak English. Okay? I can't go to China and say, hey guys, you know, since me and my family speak English, could you make sure that you have, yeah, I want to call customer service and I want to make sure everything's in English. No! No! Just the same as their closed borders. It's only in America where, for some reason, we've got friends and family members who think that an open border is okay. And we've got friends and family members that say, oh, well, you should learn these other languages because it's polite to do so for those that come. No! I don't care to learn Spanish if you want to know the truth. Hey, when I was in school, you know which language I took? And I think I told you guys before. I took German. Was machst du in deiner Freizeit? I took German. My mom was like, Kim, where are you gonna use German? I said, Mom, that doesn't even matter. I caught on to German a lot faster than I caught on to Spanish. I said, look, if I want to get out of here, if I want to pass, I'm going with German. I'm just trying to get out of school at this point, right? And so, of course, yes, you had a meltdown on The View. I absolutely love it. My question here, though, in the state of Maryland, and this is my question to you, now that you've got Tom Homan, you've got all these people, you know, that are being picked by President Trump that are patriots, in my opinion, will the state of Maryland cooperate? That's the question, right? Because remember, we've got the Attorney General, Anthony Brown, who believes in basically Maryland being a sanctuary state. Let's be honest. He's allowing jurisdictions like Baltimore County, Baltimore City, he's allowing jurisdictions to be these sanctuary jurisdictions. And in his mind, it is okay. Remember, when I was running against Johnny Olszewski here for the 2nd Congressional District, there was all this news coming out that Johnny Olszewski was not working alongside with ICE with the detainment request from judges after they were releasing these criminal illegal aliens from our court system. Well, he wasn't working with ICE. The ICE director came forward and said, yeah, we get a call from Baltimore County after they release these criminals back into the community. We want to talk to them before they release them, so that we don't have to spend our resources trying to hunt them back down to deport them. And so Johnny Olszewski then comes forward and said, well, the Attorney General said that I could do that. So I'm going to do it. Because he wants it to be a sanctuary county. And so I wonder if Maryland will cooperate, or are they going to do their best to hide some of these individuals that should be deported from the state of Maryland. I want to ask you that question. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Because right now, the way I look at it, it looks to me that Maryland is not going to play ball. When we hear comments from Governor Westmore, we hear comments from Mayor Brandon Scott, it sounds like they don't want to play ball. It sounds like they're going to do whatever it takes to put up a fight, right, to make it look like we're fighting against the evil Trump. And I think we're going to be in that situation. But I also want you to keep this in mind, because we're going to talk about this, too. I know a lot of people don't like Nick Fuentes. I get it. Trust me, I get it. I understand. I see some of his posts online. If you're not familiar, Nick Fuentes, he's a bit wild child. He says some things that are very anti-Semitic. He says things that I look at it and I'm thinking, how on earth is he getting away with any of these things? Meanwhile, over the weekend, there was a woman that showed up to his house because she was so mad about the things that he was saying online about abortion. But here, I clipped this clip for you to listen to, because Nick actually makes some good points here on what could happen as far as mass deportations. Now, I want you to keep in mind, I don't care. I don't care about the repercussions. I want mass deportation. But take a listen to what Nick has to say. Take a listen.
So now in this cycle, Donald Trump has amped up the rhetoric on illegal immigration and said that he will institute mass deportations. But as always, the devil is in the details. There may be anywhere between 20 and 40 million illegal aliens in the country. Deporting 20 to 40 million people is significant. It would probably destroy the economy. It would probably cause a mini recession. I believe that's worth it. But that is what you're in for. Removing 20 to 40 million people is going to cause the economy to contract. All of the job growth in the past 4 years has gone to foreign-born people, meaning immigrants. Most of the economic growth and the benefits of the growth have accrued to immigrants. Subtracting a population that is the same size as the New York City metropolitan area or twice that size on the upper bound would probably cause a small recession, maybe a major contraction of the economy. It's a big deal. Moreover, it's a logistical nightmare. How would you identify all the people? How would you physically capture and remove them? Where would you return them to, their country of origin or some other place? Will that other country accept them? Would that be the job of ICE, which is tasked under DHS with removing people from the interior? Or would it be Customs and Border Patrol? Or would it be the National Guard? Or would it be local law enforcement? And who goes first? Would anybody stay or would everybody go? Would they be going door to door, rounding people up? There's a lot of questions. So saying mass deportations, it's a huge ask. It's a monumental ask. People don't even understand. Population equals economy. Okay? Population equals productivity, wages, labor, growth, all of the above.
There's a lot to talk about. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Life is full of balance, but if you are one of the millions of people affected by dizziness, vertigo, and imbalance, finding your footing isn't as easy as it seems. These conditions disrupt daily life and rob people of their independence. They are often misdiagnosed by healthcare providers, and some people are told that their symptoms are all in their head or that they are just due to stress. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Do you often feel dizzy and foggy-headed? Do you reach out for the wall to keep yourself from falling over? Do you experience a constant ringing in your ears? If you answered yes, you might have a problem with your inner ear. But there's hope. Visit liferebalanced.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates. There's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about the southern border. We're talking about Tom Homan. He's going to be the border czar, says Trump. I'm excited about it. We're also listening to some audio there from Nick Fuentes, of all people. And he was talking about how deporting close to 20 million people could disrupt the economy. And I agree with him. I do. I want to get your take on these things. Do you think that AG Anthony Brown here in Maryland is going to cooperate with the mass deportations? I want to say that he's going to probably put up a fight, right? Because, look, there are a lot of people's careers in the state of Maryland, the political futures, that are riding on making Maryland the sanctuary state. They don't want to say the words because they don't want to alarm people. But that's exactly what's going on here. So I want to get your take on Tom Homan being the border czar. I want to get your take on what this means for the economy. And then, of course, do you think that Maryland is going to cooperate? Because if they don't, what does that mean for many of us that voted for mass deportations? I got Kurt Edgewater. Kurt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kim. I wanted to say, don't forget Abraham Lincoln started off slow. So you're the sky's still the limit for you.
Oh, thank you, Kurt. I appreciate that.
I just wanted to say, I don't see how the Democrats have a right to complain about somebody who's trying to fix a problem that they broke.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you would think, and even with this, Kurt, I mean, obviously, you know, Trump got the popular vote as well as the electoral vote. And so basically people are saying this is exactly what we want. So I don't know why they're even putting up a fight, not even just, you know, because they created this mess, but this is exactly what their constituents want.
That's just the way the Democrats work. They love screwing things up and then blaming everything on somebody else. They're just totally incompetent. I have no idea why anybody would vote for a Democrat on anything.
Yeah, Kurt, I'm right there with you. Thank you so much for calling in. I mean, it is hard to believe that people are still voting Democrat. And I'm not saying that I have friends that are Democrats. You know, I get that this is the party they feel like they belong to. I remember having a caller way back when. It was a couple years ago. And she told me that she did end up registering as a Republican, but she was a Democrat all her life. And she almost felt like she was going through a divorce in the process of registering as a Republican. She said it was a lot for her emotionally. And the Democrat Party, if you think about it, you know, the way that they win elections to begin with is they play on people's emotions. You know, it was brought to my attention that Johnny Olszewski, running against him here in the 2nd District, he was sending out mailers talking about fighting back against MAGA extremists like me. Now, what is a MAGA extremist? I don't know. I mean, if I'm extreme because I want to make America great again, go ahead and label me an extremist. I'm fine with that. But at the same time, those mailers, those emails, it played on people's emotions. And so they immediately think, oh, wow, Kim Klasick, she's going to rubber stamp everything Trump says. And he's, you know, evil. He's the devil. He's this. He's that. You know, so then it gets people fired up emotionally. And instead of thinking about the fact that you've got Johnny O, who's clearly misusing their tax dollars, they're more worried about their feelings. I'm like, wait a minute. What do you care more about, your money or your feelings? And a Democrat voter, for the most part, the majority, not all, the majority care about their feelings more than their pockets. And so for me, you know, it doesn't make logical sense But again, I do have friends that feel this way, and they are more of, you know, the emotional type of person. And it's just, I guess it's a personality difference. And that's why I say it's fine. But when you're talking about the southern border and the national security threat and possibly putting you and your family in harm, in danger, right? Look at the Rachel Morin case. For me, I would think that anybody would say to that, you know what, this is beyond emotions. Now we're looking at murder. Now we're looking at the serious terrorist threats. I mean, that's serious. Well, anyways, coming up next, don't forget at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined by Chris Pabst with Project Baltimore. He's going to talk about some of the Baltimore City School failures as usual. But we're also going to continue talking about some of President Trump's administrative picks. Like I said, I like them, but I want to get your take on it as well. All that and more coming up next.
HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The incoming Trump administration is taking shape. Senator Marco Rubio reportedly chosen to serve as a Secretary of State in the next Trump White House. Mr. Trump has named Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz to the post of White House National Security Advisor. And former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin will take the helm at the EPA. Democrat Ruben Gallego has won the U.S. Senate race in Arizona, defeating Republican Carrie Lake, who was endorsed by President-elect Trump. Though it was slowed a bit by some light rain, a wildfire continues to rage along the New York-New Jersey border, now about 20% contained. While in Southern California, containment of the mountain fire in Ventura County stands at roughly 40%. The opening bell just sounding this morning on Wall Street. Stocks starting off the day somewhat higher. This is SRN News.
This is Pastor David Lewis of the Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. I said last week that no matter who the president is, Americans need to get back to our Judeo-Christian moorings if we want any hope of saving our land. And what faith did America exhibit in its earliest days? Was it a faith in a pioneering spirit? Was it rugged individualism, superior reasoning? Or was it our nation's faith, founded upon eternal principles? Our forefathers saw the impossibility of accomplishing any task without a firm reliance upon the providence of the God of the Bible. America's founders were committed to the Word of God, and you can see this very clearly by reading the documents they penned and the institutions they founded. But it doesn't take long for a people or a nation to fall asleep, to forget about God. It doesn't take long to indoctrinate our children and our grandchildren with the secular agenda that's espoused through the government, the media, academia, and Hollywood. Only a generation or two and the damage is done. We need to stand in a gap and be watchmen on the wall. Our founders would expect nothing less. This is Pastor David Lewis at a moment of truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Steelers will, of course, be a stern test for the Ravens this Sunday, and that Pittsburgh defense has always given Lamar Jackson fits. In fact, his quarterback rating is worse against Pittsburgh than against any other team in the league. John Harbaugh was asked about that yesterday, but was vague in his response.
They played well against us, and we haven't played well against them, you know, in that sense, you know, as far as moving the ball and scoring points and all that. So this is a new game, and we don't live in the past game. We don't live in the past record. You know, none of that matters.
In four career starts against Pittsburgh, Lamar just 1-3, averaging a shade less than 20 points per game. And here's an interesting note. Since being named starter in 2019, Lamar has missed 13 starts. Five have come against Pittsburgh. Maryland basketball last night.
Matthews as well. A couple other homecomings as Queen goes all the way home.
Big Ten Plus had it. Derek Queen, the big guy out of St. Francis. 11 points in 16 minutes. Terps big over the Rattlers, 84-53. A couple of longtime college football coaches passed away yesterday. John Robinson, who won a national championship with USC in 1978 and then later coached the Rams, passed away at the age of 89. And Jerry Faust, one of the most successful high school football coaches in history at Moeller High in Cincinnati, but not so much at Notre Dame, also passing yesterday, also at the age of 89. And that is Stein on Sports.
Lots of sunshine today, lots of sunshine the next several days, and the temperature's acting like it's November again, thanks to that northerly breeze today. 58 our high. It gets chilly tonight, low to mid-30s overnight. Tomorrow's the coolest day we'll see all week. Sunny at 52. Another cold front on the way Thursday with some rain in the afternoon. Showers are scattered. 54 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Staples has amazing deals on everything you need for the holidays, from custom holiday cards and photo gifts to laptops and gaming systems, even shipping solutions. And now save up to $350 on select computers. In-store only. Offer ends 11/16. Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Yes, we are back. It is Kim Plasek, my second day back in the saddle here. Excited to be back here at WCBM. Don't forget, you can join me every weekday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. I hope that you consider to do so. I know you got options, but I hope that you tune in here at WCBM 680. We were talking about Tom Homan. He's now going to be the border czar. And I have to say this. I like the fact that President Trump is naming him the border czar. So there's no confusion, okay? Tom Homan, there's no confusion. If he doesn't get the border done, it's on him, right? Because remember when the media was walking back Kamala Harris being the border czar? Because that is what she was. According to the media, right? That is where President Biden placed her as soon as he got in office. And then all of a sudden, she wasn't the border czar when she became the presidential nominee. Then it was like, well, what do you mean she was the border? So there's no confusion here. Everybody's calling Tom Homan the border czar, which I absolutely love, and I'm sure he does too, because he's like, look, I'm going to get the job done. As we were listening to some of the clips earlier, he even said, look, families can be deported together. Don't worry about breaking apart or separating families. You know, remember they had that debacle, I will say, back in, gosh, what year was that? Well, they were blaming President Trump for putting kids in cages. Meanwhile, there are Barack Obama's cages at those facilities at the southern border. Then they were saying, oh, they're separating the families. Meanwhile, all Trump did was continue what Barack Obama was doing at the border. And then all of a sudden, AOC and others were like, oh, it's Trump. He's separating families. He's separating the kids. So Tom Homan is making it very clear. He will deport the whole family. No separation happened. You can all go. You can all go. And I like that mindset. It should be no nonsense. Our security here in the U.S. is extremely important. And I don't want somebody at the reins that's going to sit there and allow this to continue, knowing people like Rachel Marin right there in Harford County, mother of five, jogging, right? Doing the right thing for her body, being a great mom, a great daughter. I mean, everybody that's come forward and talked about how amazing she was. And here she is just jogging. It was killed by an illegal alien. I mean, it's unbelievable to me while anybody could see something like that and still say, well, you know, there shouldn't be any excuses. It's over. I've got Lori in Dundalk. Hey, Lori. Lori, you wanted to weigh in?
Hi, and I'm happy you're here, but I still hope somehow or another you go to Washington.
Thank you, Lori.
I love you. My Olivia doing good?
She is. She is. Believe it or not,
she's... Tell her Miss Laurie said hi.
I will tell her, yes.
No other country would have allowed this. No other country. When you make your military get out of where they're living in the hotels, and you take and you're putting people that have killed people in there, my God, you know, this country has been allowed to disrespect the finest of the finest, the people that we put up to save our lives and to protect us, and you throw them out? No way. No way. I'm sorry to foreign countries, but you know what? If we went there and we didn't have anything, it would be, I'm sorry, Charlie. That's it. I mean, you know, it's got to be America first and then.
Right. Right. I agree with you 100%, Lori. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you as always. And I think a lot of people agree with that, and that's what people they voted for. I want to give you some numbers here real quick because, again, we were talking about the mass deportations along with closing the border. But for me, you know, when you're talking about 10 million or more, you know, and we were playing a clip from Nick Fuentes. He was pointing out that, you know, that can cripple the economy. Well, you know, what you will see a shift in the economy. There's no doubt about that. I guess I'm one of those people where I say it's worth it. It's worth it. How much are we spending to keep them here? Again, I wanted to give you some numbers here, and then I'm going to go to the text messages. Just so you know, if you haven't already, you can download the WCBM app, and then you can text through that app right here in the studio. So please, if you want to send over a text message, make sure you've got that app on your phone. Here it says, between 1993 and 2001, during the presidency of Bill Clinton, about 870,000 people were deported. Between 2001 and 2008, during the presidency of George W. Bush, about 2 million people were deported. And then 2009 to 2016, under the presidency of Barack Obama, you had about 3.2 million people deported. Now, a lot of people don't talk about the fact that Barack Obama was deporting individuals, and he had a steady flow of it. But, of course, they don't want to go back to those. You know, they don't want to talk about that because then, it proves our point why this is so important. But I think President Trump, if he's really looking at, you know, I mean, obviously, logistically, they were able to get it done. It wasn't a priority for these administrations. I think he could probably do 5 million in at least 2 years, I would think, logistically speaking, and not crippling the economy. I would think. Now, am I an economist? Absolutely not. I'm Kim Klasick, right? I don't know for sure. But I want to make sure that we do this in a way, obviously, that makes sense. Because, again, we're still reeling from inflated prices. We're still reeling from high energy costs. So we got to make sure we do this, you know, correctly. But we also want to do it swiftly. Right? So I want to go to the text line. Again, I want to go to the phone, too. Mike says, it will take a long time to deport 10 million illegals. Priority should be from reddest states first to bluest states last. Illegals would be moving from red to blue, compounding the blue states' issues, and deservedly so. Mike, not a bad idea. I like where your mind is. I like the strategy there. Let's see. I've got Tiffany. She says, I never agree with Nick either, but I share his questions. I wondered about this during the campaign. Tiffany says, I am noticing that a lot of liberals now seem to be encouraging Trump's deportations. I think some are simply mad at the Latino men for voting for Trump, but others want to see the economy tank. We will see how this is handled, but it could get messy. It's necessary, but it could get messy. I also don't understand how illegals will be identified. This is what the Dems want, you know, mass confusion. Tiffany, again, Tiffany, thank you for texting in. Yeah, it could get messy. It could get messy. And we're not talking about that part yet on a national level. And I haven't heard Tom Homan talking about it, but it could. Again, I think it's worth it. But I want to get your thoughts on it. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I've got Paul in Pikesville. Paul, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
I think we should analyze this whole situation with all these illegals. Why doesn't the United States look at these countries in Latin America, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and say, look, we're going to build some factories down here for your residents, for your citizens. We're going to help build your economies down here. So that would turn them away from coming here. And it would also get thousands of illegals that may want to go back if they see their economy turns around in these Latin American countries. Wouldn't it be cheaper to do that than to overload our health system, overload everything in this country for the illegals and make sanctuary states? When we can go down there to the source of the problem and try to make their lifestyle better down there, and then they can sell products back to us?
Yeah.
You know, with American-built factories, wouldn't that make a lot of sense?
Yeah, Paul. And you know what? Believe it or not, and you probably saw it, the president of El Salvador came forward a couple years ago and said, you know, when it comes to coffee beans and all these other things, he said, we can make that work here. And so I thought that's why Kamala Harris was talking about getting to the root cause. Right? That's what I thought she was talking about.
Right. Instead, she went down there and told all the citizens in Honduras, don't come here because of the mass border crisis we were having.
Yeah.
After they left the border wide open, She goes down there and says, don't come to the United States. Stay here. Well, maybe she should have been talking about building factories down there and keeping the people there and making their lifestyle better so they could sell products to us. And it's a win-win situation then.
Yeah, you would think so, you know, Paul. Hey, maybe Trump should tap you for the administration, Paul, because that makes sense.
Write some letters to Donald Trump and see what he thinks about all this.
Okay. Sounds good.
Have a great day.
You too, Paul. Thank you so much for calling in. But yeah, I think that's what many of us assumed when she was talking about getting to the root cause. And that is when El Salvador came forward. Remember, the president said, look, we can make this work if you help us build when it comes to jobs and things that we could do here. But that never happened. As Paul pointed out, remember that whole video where she goes, do not come, do not come, because everybody made that a video after that, like a stitch with it. And that's all she did. And then she came back, and I'll never forget this. You had, was it the leader of Guatemala? He was saying, you know, that she was basically dumb and got nothing accomplished. And I remember that as well. So it was like those that were dealing with Kamala Harris, you know, outside of the U.S. were even scratching their heads like, God, can we now be unburdened from what has been? Don't send her back down here. And so she was screwing up everywhere. She went to Ukraine. Remember, she said she went to Ukraine. Where was she? That CNN sit down where it was very bizarre where she had Tim Walz sitting right next to her. You guys remember that? I think it was Dana Bash was doing the interview. Well, she said in that interview, I went to Ukraine to see what we can do. Da da da. She said she went back and forth about 6 times. And literally every single time she came back, they asked for more money. There was no mentioning of peace talks. She couldn't accomplish anything. And so, you know, look, America, I'm glad that you chose Trump. I would just leave it like that. I've got Bob in Baltimore. Bob, did you want to weigh in on the immigration?
Yes, Kim. Good morning to you and all those listening. And the most compelling case for what I would say is not deportation. I would rather more humanely call it repatriation. But the most compelling case, Kim, is that what illegal immigration has done, it lowers the wage rate. And that's something I heard from someone who is a Baltimore resident who was very expert in that, a fine gentleman. He's no longer active, Robert H. Goldsboro, a Baltimore City resident, a fine author and spokesman. But he said that all the way back in either 2006 or no later than 2008. It lowers the wage rate, and it does so for the people who need it most, the poor people, maybe in some of the poorest states, the rural areas, and certainly in our cities where people really do need a good, strong economy so that they can have an income. The second most compelling thing is it's done by the Democrats, and it's done to exploit certain segments of the population. When you have an open border and you do what the Democrats have done, and early in the Biden administration, there were these masses of people, and this thing has to be orchestrated and calculated very deliberately. You had these people at the border with T-shirts on saying, Biden, let us in. So, and they exploit these people to have them come here under the most arduous and treacherous of circumstances, you know, being transported by these coyotes. And we've heard of these deaths when they're, you know, in trucks crossing the desert.
Yeah.
All sorts of horrible things happen to them. They've been exploited to people in our cities with welfare programs, keeping them dependent. I think in California they want the voting age to be at something like 16, which they're not interested in young people maturing, enjoying their youth, and then maturing to adulthood to be independent-minded adults. They just want to herd them into the voting booth, and that's pretty much the same thing that they're doing with these people to lure them here in this illegal climate. And what I mentioned this to you previously, but in approaching immigration, we should do that as we do any other matter, Kim, and that is to look at it objectively and see what is our best situation. And back in the very early part of our days, Thomas Jefferson thought that it would take 20 generations for the people of this country to settle the continental United States. And remember, that was in a day when everything was horse-drawn, no electricity, and things were very rugged. He thought it would take 20 generations. It took 3.
Yeah.
When, when I was in high school, and this goes back to the 1960s, the population of our country then was 180 million people. Now it's nearly double that, so we're no longer a developing nation, and we have just a full population. We don't need to have masses of immigrants.
Yeah.
I think that what we would best do, instead of having people come here, and it's usually the people who are the younger, the most energetic, the ones who really want to do something, they're the very ones that should remain in their own native lands and help the people there and those nations elevate their standard of living and make it better.
Yeah.
Not come here. They get a job, yes, in a nice way of life, but they're needed so much more desperately in those areas from which they come.
Yeah.
I think what we should be doing also is exporting our American way of life and our American ideals that we respect foremost in our system of government under our Judeo-Christian principles, that the individual is preeminent in society, in creation. For people who might read scripture, man is at the pinnacle of creation, and in our American society, that was recognized as the individual is sovereign. Not, we don't have a king or a dictator or a monarch or a politburo. We have a system of government where we as individuals are first, and the system of government, I'm getting a little bit into something a little bit remote here, but what goes on in Annapolis and state capitals and Washington, D.C., is formal or organized government as opposed to individual self-government.
Yeah, yeah. No, Bob, I agree with you 100%. I thank you for calling in. I mean, look, this country was founded with self-governing. You know, we ended up getting to this point where we have this huge nanny state. But, you know, look, I agree. I think what would be best is honestly sending a lot of those individuals back to their countries, regardless of what, you know, Anna Navarro or a View host says about it. I've got a text here from Marty. It says, just enforce E-Verify and many will self-deport. Then as they get arrested, send them home. After this, you can negotiate the needed changes in immigration laws to help legal immigration. You know, I agree with that, too, Marty. It's like, look, we all have the answers here. And I do believe that Tom Homan and President Trump have them as well. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation. I've got a couple people that want to chime in on the phone line, and I'll get to you as soon as we get back in.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We have that caravan that was on its way towards the United States. Apparently, is now breaking up. Qatar agreed to finally evict Hamas leaders that have been living high on the hog in Qatar. Hamas wants an immediate end to the war. The Taliban is claiming they want, quote, a new chapter. China wants to peacefully coexist. Russia is ready to speak with the U.S. The EU is saying they want to buy U.S. gas, not Russian gas. Ukraine leaders are in talks with Trump and Elon Musk. Oh, he was only president-elect for a short time. It seems like the world is reacting to Donald Trump being elected, which is a good thing.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
When you're hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. This made us wonder, what if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
Escape rooms? Elementary. And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Simple. So, see what the world is like when ZipRecruiter does the hard work of hiring for you. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman.
And I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. And along with my wife, Rachel, we strive to continue our firm's 40-year reputation for excellence.
You know, Steve, when I started practicing law, things in the world were plenty different. No, FDR was not president, but folks were getting injured in auto accidents and by other negligent acts. And our work, our commitment to clients from the very start has never wavered.
You're so right, Dad. Handling property damage, getting car rentals, assuring the best medical treatment, and really just getting their lives back remains our primary focus.
And that also means obtaining fair and just compensation for their pain and suffering, as well as for any permanent medical issues.
And although we prefer to settle cases, we often rely on judge and juries to obtain fair and just compensation.
So if you or a loved one has been injured by another's negligence, give us a call at the Law Offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation.
And don't forget, Dad, there's no fee for us and no cost to our clients unless we win.
Well, then please continue winning.
Absolutely, not to worry.
The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic region for over 40 years.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, Mike Davis from the Article 3 Project will join us on the show. He's the guy who last week said he was going to put Letitia James' fat butt in prison.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All right, we're wrapping up this conversation on immigration. Tom Holman, now the border czar. I'm excited about it. The host, The View, not so much, but you know what? I don't think I've ever really agreed with them. I was getting your take on it. I want to continue to get your take on it. Don't forget, Chris Papps from Project Baltimore from Fox 45. He'll be joining us in the next hour. We're going to talk about Baltimore City Schools. Another scandal breaking out there. I've got Dave in Reisterstown. Dave, you wanted to weigh in on illegal immigration?
Yeah, Kim. First of all, it's great to hear you back. I thoroughly enjoy your show and your perspective. So I'm sorry things didn't work out this time. I have high hopes for you in the future. I really do.
Thank you.
It's just the climate that I think we're in right now that hopefully is now changing. So hopefully that will change for you in the future as well.
Thanks.
But I think it's typical of the left, Democrats, View, however you want to look at it, to not really understand a plan like Tom Homan's. And I'm not sure he has everything ironed out yet, but his marching orders, I think, are very clear. It's so typical for them to be naysayers and critical. But I think we all have to remember, especially them, that it took 4 years. It took a lot longer. But in the last 4 years, things have gotten incredibly worse for our situation on the border. And having a plan and moving forward with it, it's easy to sit back and say, well, how's he going to do it? Who's going to do it? Is it going to be ICE? Is it going to be local law enforcement? I'm sure Tom Homan and the people he puts together to accomplish this monumental task will figure all that out. You know, yeah. It's not happening overnight, and it won't happen overnight, but I feel confident, and it's just the fact that we're moving in this direction, to me personally, is very settling. It just gives me peace of mind, so anyway.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Thank you, Dave, so much for calling in. I appreciate you. And I agree. I'm sure Tom Homan is going to figure it out. We were just talking, and if you're just joining us, we were talking earlier about some other comments about what it would do to the economy, which, you know, a lot of people are concerned about, which is understandable. I got Rob in Middle River. Rob, you want to weigh in?
Yes, I sure do. I just want to preface this by saying I hope that you run for county executive, and you're my neighbor, and I'm still showing pictures of us two when we were at Pat McDonough rallies and things like that. It was very nice.
Oh, nice. Thank
so
you.
So what I want to say is no one has brought this up, but the people fleeing these third world countries, for example, are really not third world. God has blessed them with a lot of natural resources that Europe doesn't have. For example, you know, in Nigeria, there's actually oil in Nigeria. They have diamonds. In South America, you know, they've got the rubber trees. They've got all types of minerals. There's silver. You know, the word Argentina. It comes from the Latin word argentum, silver. So they've got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
My beef is that there's a mentality that we need to accept these people, but their own leaders are the problem.
Yeah.
They're the ones that should be taking care of this. They see how we live.
Right,
they don't change.
Right. No, Rob, I'm with you 100%. I agree with you. They should be in their country doing their own thing, and it is their leaders that have done it. But yet, for some reason, we want to come to everybody's rescue, and I'm glad that President Trump is getting us away from that. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the continuing cycle of failure with the Baltimore City Schools with Chris Pabst from Project Baltimore. Of course, he's with Fox 45. You know, he's been uncovering a lot when it comes to Baltimore City Public Schools. And this is just the latest scandal of many. So stay right there. Chris Pabst coming up next on Kim Klasick Live.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and Maryland's real estate expert. Vinny, I'm going to get right to it. Is now a good time to sell your home?
The simple answer, Sean, is yes, because home values remain high, inventory levels are still low, so it's a perfect combination of events to create a unique environment for home sellers this fall.
So what are sellers out there looking for?
Good question, Sean. Sellers want certainty, especially when we're coming up against the holidays. They want to be able to get their price within their time frame, all without the typical hassles. Our exclusive multiple cash offer system gives sellers the option to have 4 to 6 cash offers within minutes. Plus, they can receive an offer from a buyer who would live in the home as well. When the buyers compete, the seller always wins.
So now's a great time to sell with certainty, options, and with Vinny Steele, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny now at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, and start packing.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The incoming Trump administration continues taking shape. Senator Marco Rubio reportedly chosen to serve as Secretary of State.
After considering Rubio for vice president earlier this year, Trump apparently planned to name the Florida senator as the nation's top diplomat. The two men were rivals back in the 2016 presidential campaign, but have since become allies. Rubio, a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, is known for his hawkish position and for being a tough critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Mr. Trump has named a Republican congressman from Florida, Mike Waltz, to the post of White House National Security Advisor. Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to take the helm at the EPA. Investigators in China say it was deadly and it was no accident.
Police say a 62-year-old man, unhappy over a divorce settlement, deliberately rammed his car into people exercising at a sports center in the southern Chinese city of Zhuhai. 35 people were killed, another 43 injured. Police said the attack happened late Monday and that the vehicle knocked down a number of pedestrians. Video shows a firefighter performing CPR on a person as others were told to leave the scene. One woman says her foot is broken. Dozens of people were lying prone on a running track. I'm Donna Water.
Although it was slowed by some light rain, a wildfire continues burning along the New York-New Jersey border. It's now about 20% contained. In Southern California, containment of the massive mountain fire northwest of Los Angeles stands at roughly 40%. On Wall Street this morning, stocks mixed at the moment. The Dow is down 9 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index up 35, and the S&P is trading 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight. Which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The ballot counting continues in Maryland following last week's general election. During a Monday call with reporters, the elections administrator says the overall voter turnout is currently at 68%, but votes are still being tallied. He says Maryland has a record number of provisional ballots at around 135,000, and local election boards will begin to count those Wednesday. A Baltimore County man is being extradited to Pennsylvania in connection with an illegal car rally in Philadelphia. 21-year-old Jewel Warren Williams of Rosedale was taken into custody by Maryland State Police last week on multiple charges from Philadelphia, including recklessly endangering another person, disorderly conduct, riot, and fleeing from a police officer. The September car rally in Philly escalated into a violent riot. Stein on Sports in the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Quite a difference this season between the Ravens' offense and the Ravens' defense. Almost unrecognizable, in fact. Ravens' offense leads the league in points and yards. Ravens' defense is Swiss cheese against the pass. Yesterday in Owings Mills, John Harbaugh was asked where the problem lies.
We got to play our coverages better in those situations. Deep part of the field, especially the deep middle and the intermediate middle part of the field, are the areas that have been a problem for us. Just very inconsistent back there.
Two stats of the day for you. First one is 24. That's the number of home runs that Oriole outfielder Colton Cowser hit in 2024. Cowser yesterday named a finalist for AL Rookie of the Year. If he wins, the O's would get an additional draft pick next year. And the second stat is 14-1. That's the record of the NHL's Winnipeg Jets. Best 15-game start in NHL history. And finally, the BMW Championship will be returning to Caves Valley in Owings Mills. Absolutely gorgeous course, and they're looking for volunteers. If you're interested, you can register online for those positions at BMWChampionship.com. That's BMWChampionship.com. And that is Stein on Sports.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
It is some fine fall weather today and tomorrow. Sunshine, 58 today. Tomorrow, sunny and even cooler, 52. We've got some rain. Scattered showers in the afternoon Thursday. 54 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 53 degrees in Perry Hall, 54 in Pikesville, and 55 in Jacksonville. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. As you heard there, yes, Kim Plasek, that's me. I'm back. I'm excited about it, and I'm so glad that you're considering joining me every weekday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon here on WCBM 680. I appreciate it. I know you've got options, but you're here, and I thank you for that. We are going to get into the list of Trump cabinet nominees in a little bit here, get some of your feedback on that. But we got to talk about this local story. This is alarming, to say the least. Now, I'm not shocked, because there's been a lot of failure within the Baltimore City school system. And I think we've learned about so many of those failures because of Project Baltimore, because of Chris Papps at Fox 45. Had it not been for Chris and his team over there at Project Baltimore, we wouldn't know half of the things that have been going on in the Baltimore City school system. So yet again, Chris Papps is bringing us more information, and I'm so happy to have him here this morning on WCBM 680 with me. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having me on, and welcome back.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It is good to be back. It really is. But, of course, Chris, you know, even in my absence, I have still been following what you've been doing with Project Baltimore. And this latest scandal is quite shocking. You know, I have an 8-year-old daughter. She's in third grade, and I couldn't imagine her missing. I can't imagine her missing more than 5 days of school, but you've uncovered something else. Let the listeners know.
So we have always known for a while that chronic absenteeism in Baltimore City schools is a real problem. So when Dr. Santelises took over in 2016, there was about 30% of the students, 25% of the students were chronically absent. That number's been all the way up to 58%. But chronic absenteeism, Kim, is defined as missing 10% of the school year. There's 180 days in a year, so chronic absenteeism is 10%, which would be 18 days. At that point, students are considered at risk of falling behind and potentially dropping out of school. That's 18 days. The chronic absenteeism number, however, doesn't really tell you how many days those students are really missing. So Fox 45 News, we filed a motion to intervene in a lawsuit in Baltimore City that was filed by Giovanni Patterson against the Baltimore City Board of School Commissioners. And through that motion to intervene, we obtained the attendance numbers so we can see inside that chronic absenteeism number. Here's some of what we found that is just stunning numbers. Now, these are not public numbers. These are not numbers that the school system or the State Department of Education release. So let's look at the 2021-2022 school year. This is just 2 years ago.
Okay.
Of elementary and middle school students in Baltimore City, just elementary and middle, nearly 5,000 students missed 60 days or more. That is a third of the entire school year or more. And 97% of those students were promoted and moved on to the next grade.
Oh,
district-wide in the 2022-2023 school year, 3,550 students missed 90 days or more, half of the school year, and nearly 1,400 of those students moved on to the next grade. One more data point that we're going to point out here that it's probably the most shocking is that this is in the 2021-2022 school year. 369 students missed 170 school days or more. 91 of them were promoted to the next grade. There's only 180 school days in a year. 170 days or more, meaning that they could have missed the full 180, and 91 of them were promoted to the next grade. It's just, what is going on? We've reached out to city schools. We've asked plenty of questions. 7 days after reaching out to them with our questions, we have not yet received a response.
Shocking. Shocking there. This is all very shocking. So Chris, I kind of got to go back here because I am just shocked. Like I said earlier, you know, if my daughter missed more than 2 or 3 days in a school year, you know, where I feel like I failed as a mother, right? I can't imagine how these parents are allowing this to continue, and then the school saying, you know what, we're still going to promote them. I wonder if any parents then contact the school system and wonder, you know, how is it that my child is getting promoted knowing that they have not been at school? I would assume the Baltimore City school system is just like Baltimore County, where they would send out text messages, emails saying that your kid is absent, no?
Well, we have covered this, as you've been saying, over the years. So we're almost 8 years into Project Baltimore, covering situations like this. And we have spoken to many parents whose kids would fall into this category. We haven't spoken to any parents yet in this particular school year, Kim, but in previous years, we've spoken with parents whose kids have missed 60, 90, 120 days or more, but yet they're being promoted. And the parents that we have spoken to, every single one of them, have asked the school system not to promote my child. They didn't deserve it. And the school system ends up promoting them anyway.
Wow.
Baltimore City Schools has what's known as a one-fail policy. And what that means is that from K to 8, kindergarten to 8th grade, a student can only fail one grade one time. It doesn't matter if a student never comes to school. It doesn't matter to what degree they're mastering the course level education for that particular grade. That student will be moved on. So largely what we're seeing here is the result of that one-fail policy. Now, Baltimore City Schools' argument for why they do it is that it's a self-esteem issue. It's called social promotion. It's better to keep a student with their age peers than to fail that student, because when that student fails, they feel bad about themselves. That's the idea behind the social promotion and the one-fail policy. But obviously the other side of that is that when the student falls behind, how do they catch up? And in many instances, they simply can't catch up. It's too difficult. If they don't master third grade reading, for example, by third grade, it's really difficult to do the coursework in fourth grade. And when you got kids that are missing this much school, it's how do they even get an education at all?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, these are all great questions. Chris, if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Chris Papps with Project Baltimore, talking about the Baltimore City Schools, as usual. There's so many scandals. Chris, has anybody on the school board said anything about this investigation or even other investigations? Because I haven't noticed the school board step up in many of these things that you've unveiled.
The school board's pretty quiet about most stuff. So last Tuesday, I mentioned I had reached out to the school system. I wrote every school board member. I wrote every school board member in Baltimore City Schools, specifically emailed them, and asked them a series of questions. I asked them questions like, what should happen if a student misses 170 days of school? Should taxpayers get their money back? We're paying like $20,000 a year for every student in Baltimore City Schools. If that student's missing 170 days or more, that student's not being educated. They simply aren't. So should taxpayers get their money back? We asked that question. We asked if the school board members find this data acceptable. What are they doing to try to help these students, the parents, the teachers? Like, what is their message to the community? All the taxpayers, the public that is promoting all of this, we would like to know. Also, we want to know, does the school system have any intention of instilling an attendance policy? The school system has no attendance policy. You don't have to go to school to be promoted. You don't have to go to school to graduate. Graduation has nothing to do with attendance. We've done stories in the past that you've talked about, Kim, where we've interviewed kids, actually interviewed the kid that missed 110 days of school in a year in high school and still graduated. So we've asked the school board members that, and so far, 7 days in, we have not received any reply at all.
This is astonishing. Look, Chris, I knew it was bad, but I didn't realize it was this bad. And like you said, a lot of these kids, of course, they've got this price tag attached to them because it is between, what, $18,000 per pupil spending or something like that. I guess, you know, and I know the CEO, so I guess not to Lisa's, doesn't usually respond a whole lot to some of your questions and investigations. But, you know, is there anything that could be done as far as the CEO or those administrators by the mayor or someone else? Because I know that he's extending the contract for Sonia Santelices. Is there any talk about possibly going a different direction? Have you heard anything?
Well, we've heard talks of it, but it doesn't happen. So the mayor appoints the majority of the school board, for the exception of two members that are elected. There's two members that are elected in Baltimore City School Board. The rest are appointed by the mayor. The mayor is a strong supporter of Dr. Santelices, who has been there since 2016. So as long as Mayor Brandon Scott is there, and as long as he's appointing the school board members, it seems pretty likely that there's going to be support for Dr. Santelices to stay there. So she's been there 8 years. She has another year and a half left on her contract. As you mentioned, she just received another year a couple weeks ago that her contract got extended through June 30th of 2026. So even as we report these stories, which we've been doing now for years, the support for Dr. Santelises among the politicians in Baltimore City is pretty strong. But there was the poll that came out last year. It came out before the primaries, where within the public, Dr. Santelises' approval rating is in the 20s. I think it was like 25%.
Wow.
But as far as the people that run the city, she has a lot of support from those people, which is why she's able to keep her job and keep getting contract extensions.
Wow. This is, I mean, it really is astonishing. I really appreciate you, Chris, for all the work that you do. Real quick, a text here from Marty. He's asking, that one-year fail policy, is that a statewide policy or is that just in Baltimore City?
That is not a statewide policy. There's very few school systems that have it. And you'll find that the school systems that are successful do not have it. Howard County, for example, does not have a one-fail policy.
Okay.
Baltimore City does. So it's a reasonably new policy. I think it was passed maybe 10 or 15 years ago. It was first introduced. So it's something that the school system had done when a lot of public education, especially in the school systems that struggle, started adopting the social promotion theory that we talked about, because a lot of their students weren't passing. They were failing, and they thought that, as we said, that there was going to be too much embarrassment for that student, and it's more important to keep them with their school-level peers than for that student to show proficiency in a specific grade.
Wow. I would think that I'd be more embarrassed if I couldn't read. And I'm, you know, in high school, but I guess maybe I'm different. Chris Pabst with Project Baltimore. Chris, how can people keep up with you? How can they follow along?
Sure. So we're out there on the X platform at Chris Pabst. Project Baltimore is on all the social media. Fox 45 is on all the social media out there. You know, we get our stories out a lot, and you know, the next couple of weeks are going to be interesting because we're still waiting for city schools to tell us how 91 students who miss 170 school days or more can be promoted. I am really interested in that answer, because the students they're just not there. How do they move on to the next grade when they're not even there? So we're going to keep pressing for these answers, because this is millions and billions of dollars taxpayers are paying to these school systems.
Wow. We'll keep up the good work. Chris Pabst, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. I mean, this is just unbelievable. If you want to weigh in on this, because we're going to talk about this, it's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Again, if you have the WCBM app on your phone, you can actually text me live through that app, and you can weigh in there if you don't want to call in. I am just blown away that this is just... But I guess I have still so many questions about the parents, right? So if you got CEO Sonia Santelises, we just found out she's got a 20-something percent approval rating, right, from the public. To those parents that understand that their kids are not in school, as we heard there from Chris, there was a parent that said, hey, how is my kid getting promoted? I know my kid hasn't been at school. To that parent, I would ask, okay, well, why hasn't your kid been at school? How is it that your kid has missed all but 10 days of school? I mean, you always hear the same old from Democrats and those that are very socially liberal, like, oh, well, you know, she's a single mom, and the mom, and, you know, she's working two jobs. There's no excuse for this. There is zero excuse for your kid not attending school. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation. I want you to weigh in on this. I doubt that Chris is going to hear from the mayor or even Dr. Sonia Santelises, the school CEO, about any of these things. And if they've got this policy in place, I would think that the public would have to stand up to the school board, stand up to local politicians, and say, we've got to reverse this immediately. We'll discuss all that more coming up next.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pay
Regal is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
She traveled this road as a child.
All right, we were just talking to Chris Papp with Project Baltimore, which is with Fox 45 News. Like I said earlier, if it wasn't for Project Baltimore, we wouldn't know half of these things, probably more than half. If you think about it, as Chris mentioned there, Giovanni Patterson, a father who has a child in the Baltimore City school system, he filed a lawsuit and wanted to know more about why the public education in Baltimore City is just a disaster. It truly is a disaster. And because of that lawsuit, they were able to get some of this information that is just astonishing. And if you missed it, just in short, because he was breaking it down in numbers there, but at least 4,600 Baltimore City elementary and middle school students were promoted after missing at least 60 days of school. And in some cases, there were kids that missed 170 of the 180 days in a school year, and they were still promoted to the next grade. And so, if we're ever wondering, and I know you guys aren't, because I know you guys are all very with it, but if those are wondering about how so many of these teenagers now, so many juveniles are involved in this gang activity, right, the carjackings, the shootings, the robberies. There was a kid shot at Dunbar Middle School yesterday. This is why. This is why. And what's so wild about it, remember when Governor Westmore ran for office? And he said, no child left behind, right? That was his whole thing. Nobody's going to be left behind. Well, Governor, where are you on this? Where are you? You've been in office now for 2 years. And all of these kids that we were just speaking with Chris Pastor about, they're all being left behind. Many of these kids that are on the streets right now, where they should be in school, they're on the streets right now, either squeezing windows, selling drugs, or just standing out in the corner, hanging out with their friends. Why aren't we doing something about these kids that are not being educated? And this is on a very large scale. What does that mean for the future of Baltimore City? I know right now you've got Mayor Brandon Scott talking to David Bramble and all these other people about building all these high-rises, right? They want all this expensive stuff downtown. Oh, yeah, we want, high-rise apartments and condos, million-dollar condos. Who's going to live there? Who's going to live in these condos? The kids failing out of the Baltimore City schools? No. Are you going to have people moving to the city that's going to be around, want to be around some of the kids currently failing out of Baltimore City schools? No. Who the heck is going to live in these high-rise condos? Nobody wants to live around this. I've got Karen in Baltimore. Karen, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, Kim. And first, thank you so much for running, but I am so glad you are back. I'm just thrilled that you're back. But
thank you.
And I agree with one of your other callers that said you should be running for county executive. So
thank you
so much for what you've done. But yes, getting back to the topic with the, yes, there has to be a correlation, I'm sure, between these children having a lack of education and the crime they're doing. And the policy of social promotion is ridiculous. I'm just wondering, can the State Department of Education check into this? Because these children are failing, and they're failing the city. And who's, as you said, who would want to hire them? If the fact that you say that you graduated from Baltimore City Public Schools, now people are really going to be suspect, because it's like, oh, really? That means you don't know anything.
Yeah.
You probably are not proficient to read math, to do math. So, and also, getting back to the parents, what is the problem? Why are these kids missing so much school? And the Maryland Department of Education should be checking that as well. And Sonia Santelisa should have been gone, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the woman should have been gone.
Yeah.
And the fact that you have a lackadaisical, non-caring school board that won't answer questions, can't answer questions, is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And when you said that Mayor Scott appointed some of them, I said, okay, well, there's the problem right there.
Right. Well, Karen, also, you know, when you're looking at the salary of Sonia Santelisa and some of these administrators, I mean, she's making almost $500,000 a year.
And the school system is failing.
It's heartbreaking, and then it's also frustrating. Karen, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
I appreciate
you, Kim.
You.
Thank you for coming back.
Yep. No, thank you. Thank you for listening. I guess I'm just so blown away. You know, just so you guys know, last night, and I felt bad because last night, here I am with Olivia at home, and you guys know she's 8 years old in the third grade, and they're now doing this thing where they're rounding by the tens and the hundreds. And, you know, when you're trying to explain rounding up, not a teacher, not doing the best job with it. So we sit down, we pull up some of the kids' YouTube videos that explains the rounding. Basically, by the time we were done her homework, an hour and a half or so has gone by, right, before she actually got it. Now, this is on one simple subject. And I couldn't imagine her not being in school today to reinforce that, and then for me not to be at home tonight to make sure that it was reinforced, right? I mean, this is part of the process. These parents aren't even taking their kids to school, let alone helping them with their homework. If you want to continue weighing in on this, you can. Again, we'll get back to Trump's administrative picks. That's very important as well. All that more when we get back on Kim Klasick Live.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The incoming Trump administration is taking shape. Senator Marco Rubio reportedly chosen to serve as a Secretary of State in the next Trump White House. Mr. Trump has named Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz to the post of White House National Security Advisor. And former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin will take the helm at the EPA. Democrat Ruben Gallego has won the U.S. Senate race in Arizona, defeating a Republican Carrie Lake, who was endorsed by President-elect Trump. Though it was slowed a bit by some light rain, a wildfire continues to rage along the New York-New Jersey border, now about 20% contained, while in Southern California, containment of the mountain fire in Ventura County stands at roughly 40%. The opening bell just sounding this morning on Wall Street, stocks starting off the day somewhat higher. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. John Harbaugh took the podium in Owings Mills yesterday, offering his take on the state of the Ravens as Steelers week is upon us. Baltimore entering the game a half game back of Pittsburgh for the division lead.
If you want to win the division, you got to win division games. That's the deal.
They've had a great season. I mean, they've done a great job against the people they've played against. They found ways to win different ways. Defense has been very consistent.
That Steelers defense is second in the league in points per game allowed with 16. Meanwhile, the Ravens offense leads the league in points with 31.8. Last night in the NFL, the Dolphins beat the Rams 23-15. College basketball last night, Terps roll in College Park.
Gives it off to Reese, using that right shoulder and getting it to rattle home.
Big Ten Plus with the call, Baltimore's own Julian Reese led the way. 21 points, 9 boards. Terps big over Florida A&M, 84-53. And in the NBA last night, the Rockets dealt the Wiz their fifth straight loss, 107-92. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Lots of sunshine today. Lots of sunshine the next several days. And the temperature's acting like it's November again, thanks to that northerly breeze today. 58 our high. It gets chilly tonight, low to mid-30s overnight. Tomorrow's the coolest day we'll see all week. Sunny at 52. Another cold front on the way Thursday with some rain in the afternoon. Showers are scattered. 54 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Get rid of that energy-hungry old refrigerator or freezer with help from PGE's Appliance Recycling Program. You'll get $50, a no-contact pickup, and long-term energy savings. Schedule your pickup at PGESmartEnergy.com.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Listen for 3 hours every day for the most important local and national news, issues, and topics, starting at 6 a.m. with the Morning Drive. And check back frequently so you don't miss a thing on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County.
Speaking of Chris Pass with Project Baltimore, I appreciate his time. I know he's very busy with the investigations into the Baltimore City schools. And if you're just joining us, I wanted you to weigh in on the topic at hand here. As Chris Pabst pointed out, at least 4,600 Baltimore City elementary and middle school students were promoted after missing 60 school days or more in Baltimore City. And apparently they have this one-fail policy, meaning they can only fail one grade. And it's a social policy. It's like once they fail that one grade, they don't fail them any further, even though they should fail. They don't fail them any further because apparently it'll hurt their feelings if they're not promoted with their friends that actually show up at school, I guess, right? I mean, what are we rewarding here? This is crazy to me. Well, anyways, I wanted to get your take on this because, of course, this is why I'm sure we see all this juvenile crime. But the fact that Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott, CEO Sonia Santelisa still has a job, the fact that they don't seem to care about this at all, and even Governor Wes Moore, who has spoken so many times about why he's so successful in life, which all goes back to the fact that he had a good education, they're all ignoring all of this. And I wanted to get your take, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I've got Raymond in Rosedale. Raymond, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I think some of this problem is the kids are afraid to go to school because there's so much crime around the schools, and they don't feel safe.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Raymond? We did have Darren Badillo on the show a while back. He ran for Baltimore County Executive. He did say some of the kids said that they were afraid to go to school. I guess it would be interesting to see if those that have this chronic absenteeism, if they're in the neighborhoods where so much of this high crime takes place. And I guess that's a good question I could ask.
Yeah, and I really think the Democrats are wonderful, as one of my teachers used to say, bad for you with BS.
Yeah.
And they've done a successful job at doing that to the point that everybody will take whatever they tell them. I was a Democrat once, and I saw neighborhoods deteriorate when black people moved into decent white neighborhoods And all of a sudden, the services disappeared. And I thought, we have to start thinking about why these things are happening in our neighborhoods.
Yeah. Yeah.
And something is also wrong when the city was at over 1 million people, and under Democratic rule now, it's over almost 600,000.
Yeah. Yeah. And Rami, you're right. It all goes back to city leadership. If there is all this high crime outside of some of these city schools, again, it's the city not getting the high crime under control.
Yes. And then it's a doggone shame. Well, the city says they don't want police officers carrying their weapons in the schools when these kids are walking around with pieces. And what are we going to say when somebody's husband is killed or wife is killed in the school? Well, I had to go get my gun.
Right, right. Yeah, I remember Councilman Zeke Cohen, who's now going to be the council president. He was against the SROs having weapons on them. But it's just Baltimore City. It's absolutely ridiculous. Raymond, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Good back to see you back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, look, you know how I feel about this. And again, I have friends that are Democrats. I do. I just don't see how anybody in the Baltimore region could vote Democrat currently with the current conditions. It's beyond me. In the text line, Christopher from Kaysville. Hey, Christopher. He says, Arizona can succeed right now for all I care. Not really, but not like anything about Arizona. The state, it feels like tough. What are you going to do about it again? Oh, so Christopher's talking about probably Arizona, though, the ballots coming in. I will say this, Christopher, when it comes to Arizona, because I visited there, gosh, what was that? I think that was 2020. They really push hard school choice. Right. And they're all about the charter schools. They're all about, making sure the money follows the student, not just going into the administrative building. And there are other states and there are other jurisdictions that get this right. We saw, I think it was Cecil County. Was it Cecil County? They have great when it comes to test scores and standards there. Yet they're not getting a ton of money like Baltimore City is per pupil. So it's not a money issue. Right? I mean, obviously, too much money is going to the CEO and administrators, but it's not a money issue. It's not like the school system's underfunded. It's completely mismanaged. And if we're promoting kids to make them feel better, that's an issue. That's a huge issue. I got Tom at Owings Mills. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, maybe Mayor Scott is no longer concerned with educating English-speaking people. And given the number of Spanish-speaking Latinos moving into East Baltimore, maybe these high-rises are being designated for people coming up south of the border. And I even understand that Mayor Scott's been his staff has been very concerned that he ought to go bilingual and brush up on his Spanish. But knowing that it's hard for a man his age to learn new language, they've been trying to get him to translate some of his existing set speeches into Spanish. So I hear when he's shaving in the morning, he's practicing. He's looking in the mirror and he's going, "Yo, say, que, tú, say." Because he figures if it worked in English, it might work in Spanish.
Yes, Tom, he could possibly be doing that. Thank you, Tom, for calling in. It's not funny, but it is funny because, Mayor Scott, as we've talked about before, he can barely speak English, right? And as somebody pointed out on the show yesterday, they believe that a lot of voters can relate to that. And I agree. That's the only way it makes sense that he was reelected, especially over Sheila Dixon. Now, Sheila Dixon had her issues as well, but at least she could speak, At least she had that going for her, right? And she was tough. There's no way she would have left CEO Sonia Santelices and the school system. No way she would have extended that contract. This is, it's not. It really isn't a laughing matter because this is our future, right? If you're going to stay in the Baltimore region, this is your future. This right here, knowing that these kids are going to be promoted, and as our caller Karen pointed out, it's tarnishing all of Baltimore City schools. And, if I'm, say I'm in Arizona myself, because say I have this tech company, and I go into interview, I got all these applications coming in, and I know about the fact that Baltimore City schools are promoting their kids without educating them. When an application comes in from somebody that attended a Baltimore City school, do you know what I'm going to do with it? I'm throwing it in the trash. I'm trashing it. Yet, that kid could be very well educated. That kid could be that innovative thinker that could clearly turn my business around, right? But I wouldn't know that, because all I know, I'm going to judge the fact that they're coming from a Baltimore City public school, and I'm going to say, no thank you. No thank you. That's what they're doing. I got Mike in Baltimore. Mike, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I wanted to give an example, because back when, so I was supposed to be class of 92, and when I left Hampstead Hill Junior High, I guess I was falling back a little. And they put me in a program called Futures. So that beginning of high school freshman year, I missed about 100 days. They still passed me. I quit. I just quit and got a GED and started working.
Wow. So they
Were doing it back in, what, 90?
Okay. So they still passed you through. Well, let me
yeah,
ask you this.
They still passed me through.
Let me ask you this, Mike. You know, as you were missing days, do you remember whether or not your parents were being alerted for the days that you were missed?
No, because my mom and dad were divorced, and of course, I'm sure that's why my grades were falling. They were trying to put me in a program called Futures. I mean, they took us on the Appalachian Trail for a week, a bunch of us from Hampstead Junior High, and it was great. But it just wasn't strong enough for us. You know, it didn't capture our attention to learn, because you had the teachers, they didn't really care. In Patterson, to me, it was a joke, and I was like, hey, you know what? I'm learning more on street time than class.
Yeah, yeah, wow. Well, you know what? Well, Mike, sounds like you turned out all right. But I don't think these kids, you know, the way we see it today and how many of them are getting caught up in this culture of gun violence, I worry about the future.
I'm nervous because, I mean, if I end up in a nursing home, I have somebody take care of me, and they're going to give me the right medicines? Or gonna, but it's good talking to you again. I spoke to you when you're on Rossville in 40, and I really wish you would have beat Johnny Zero. I really will. I was following you back when you and I think Shannon Wright was debating Brandon Scott, and you guys warned us back then, you know.
Yeah.
He's that guy under the same umbrella.
Yeah, yeah. No, thank you, Mike. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great afternoon. Yeah, he's mentioning about Shannon Wright, and gosh, that was years ago, and we're still talking about the same issues. And it's sad that there's just so many people. I mean, look, even Governor Wes Moore was saying during this election cycle, vote blue no matter who, right? Vote blue up and down the ballot. It didn't matter who it was. Just make sure Democrats are in control. How does that align with his policy of not leaving anybody behind? You've got people in leadership positions that are just fine with leaving an entire population behind, in an entire city, basically. And like I said, if I were in a different state and I saw your resume that you went to a Baltimore City public school, I'm going to discriminate against you. I am. And you could be an amazing person. But if I know this, I know about the other stories that they uncovered in Project Baltimore. Remember, 23 schools, zero kids proficient in math and reading. I wonder with those 23 schools, right? Because now, like you're going down this rabbit hole. You're probably going down it with me. But now, when you're talking about these 23 schools, how many of those kids were chronically absent? How many of those kids in those schools were even there to take the test? Right? I mean, like I'm just trying to figure this out, because it's like, you know, where are we taking these percentages from? This is a mess. This is a mess. We're not going to solve it right here today, but I'm glad that we could talk about it and chat about it together. Let's see. I got Helen in the text line. She says, parents, politicians go into schools and check out classes unannounced. Most times it's bullies controlling the class. Also, with no child left behind, for all the students does not take into account all the kids cannot pass some of these classes. These kids realize this and know so many of the more difficult math and science classes are just out of their league. There needs to be a revamp of all of the curriculums. You know, I agree with you, Helen. There really needs to be. And, you know, once you get left behind in, say, fifth or sixth grade, I mean, by the time you get to ninth and tenth grade, a lot of times kids will just give up because, as many people pointed out, it's too hard to catch up, and then you're done. then you're done. I mean, look, that's pretty much what happened to me when I got to college, right? I did not do well in math in high school. I was still promoted anyways. And I got to Bowie State University. I had to do the remedial math classes during the summer. Still didn't do very well. But they said, all right, whatever. Right? So I was on probation. I go in. I'm doing all these classes. Math class, still failing. My parents said, get me a tutor there at Bowie State University. Still didn't really catch on to any of it. And honestly, it was so difficult. I was like, Dad, dude, why am I here? I mean, do you really want to spend money on this, Dad? I don't know. Right? And so it gets to the point where it's just like, you feel as though that you can't catch up. And I hope that that doesn't happen to all of these kids. But as we noted, these are elementary and middle school kids. And it's a sad situation. It really is. We'll discuss some of this, I'm sure, as we learn more. I hope that they do respond to Chris Papps over there at Project Baltimore. I would love to see what the CEO of schools have to say about this. I would love to see what Mayor Brandon Scott has to say about it. I hope Mackenzie Frost hunts him down and makes him respond to at least one of these questions. I really do. All right, speaking also of silly classes, I will say I saw there was this blurb that came up that at Yale, they're introducing a class centered around Beyonce. Did you guys hear about this? Yes. This class at Yale is going to be centered around her and her political and cultural impact. Beyonce. The Beyonce that went out and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. It really had no impact at all because she lost bigly, right? They're doing a whole, I swear to you, Yale is doing an entire class on Beyonce and her impact. Now think about this. You've got people like Senator Tim Scott. You've got people like Dr. Ben Carson, right? You got people like Justice Clarence Thomas. None of these people have a class centered around them at one of these Ivy League schools. But Beyonce, right? I mean, these are the people that, you know, some people idolize. Beyonce, George Floyd. Yeah, these are great role models. It just continues. It really does. It really does. It's sad to see. I did want to just go back real quick in case you're taking note here. We were talking about President Trump and his administrative nominees, his picks here. Just so you know, Tom Homan as border czar, we talked about that earlier. Elise Stefanik as UN ambassador. I would believe she would be the youngest, right, UN ambassador that we've ever had in this country coming out of New York. Very young, a very bright future for that young woman. Lee Zeldin, EPA director. Stephen Miller, deputy chief of staff. Congressman Mike Waltz out of Florida. We're going to see if he's going to accept the national security advisor spot. And then I did see Kristi Noem. You guys know Kristi Noem out of, what is that? She in South Dakota. They were talking about Homeland Security department head there. So there's a lot. And then Senator Marco Rubio, which we'll get into later in the show. But apparently he's being tapped for Secretary of State. And there was also someone on X floating around the idea. I wanted to just bring this to you. Of Dan Bongino being the FBI director. I don't know about you guys, but I like it. Now, I don't know if Dan Bongino would, you know, take on such a task. And, of course, he's doing so well, you know, with what, you know, his podcast, everything else that he's working on. But if you wanted to get the FBI in tip-top shape, I mean, you would put Dan Bongino at the head of it, right? I know I would. Not sure if he would accept it. But I just wanted to make sure I noted those nominees thus far, in case you're keeping track here, because they're coming out pretty quickly. But so far, I really like his picks. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Scott Pressler. We were discussing him just a little bit yesterday and all the work that he did in Pennsylvania. Can you guess which state he's going to next to flip it red? All right, you go ahead and guess, and we'll talk about it when we get back.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday
sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com or call a rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, all rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today.
Milestones are important moments in all of our lives that bring our family together or at times test their strength. What milestones are you celebrating this year? Are you a new grandparent, recently married, newly retired? Whatever goals you've achieved, now's the time to protect them. Stouffer Legal is here to help ensure you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our valuable estate planning insights can help protect and preserve what's most important to you. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives. We look forward to hearing from you and learning more about your family story. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at PlanBaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's PlanBaltimore.com, PlanBaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Get rid of that energy-hungry old refrigerator or freezer with help from BGE's Appliance Recycling Program. You'll get $50, a no-contact pickup, and long-term energy savings. Schedule your pickup at BGESmartEnergy.com.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we were talking about Trump's nominees for his cabinet. So far, lots of patriots, lots of great people on this list. Now, will they all accept the positions? I don't know. Right? Does Marco Rubio want to be the Secretary of State, or does he want to continue to be, you know, the senator there in Florida? We'll have to wait and see if they accept. I got Richard and Lynn the Cove. Richard, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, hi, Kim.
Hey.
And thank you very much for making the decision to come back to WSCBM.
Of course. Wouldn't have it any other way.
I've got a question about the cabinet that Trump picks. What happens, like, if the person is from the House of Representatives or the person's from the Senate? What happens what's the procedure regarding their replacement?
That's a good question, Richard. I would assume, and, you know, I can look this up during the break, but I would assume it's similar to what, remember they ousted George Santos out of New York? And then they had to actually place somebody there. I would assume that's what would happen. Are you asking whether or not there'll be another election?
Yeah, in other words, would they pick a Republican, or would there eventually have to be an election?
So I will look at it during the break, but I would assume that they would be able to put someone in the spot similar to when they ousted George Santos. I don't think that's when they do a special election. But you know what? That's a great question, Richard. And if you just continue to listen there, I appreciate you, number one. But number two, I'll get that answer for you. That is a great question. I was already hearing some rumblings about whether or not Senator Marco Rubio was going to go to the administration and whether or not Congressman Byron Donalds would step up to the Senate seat. But then again, he's also a member of the House there in Naples, Florida. Now, Naples is pretty red, so they would be able to get a Republican back in that seat. But remember when I mentioned, this was about a year ago, Madison Cawthorn. Do you remember Congressman Madison Cawthorn? You know what? I actually saw him not too long ago. Madison moved from North Carolina to Naples. And as soon as he made that move, you know, I'm like lurking on Instagram. I'm like, wait a minute, Madison's in Naples. I was already thinking that he would most likely run for that seat in Naples because they were already talking about Byron Donalds possibly running for the Senate or for governor. So if they're, you know, doing things like that, because Madison Cawthorn, he's still with Club for Growth. Even though he didn't win his re-election in North Carolina, and that was a shame, all the stuff that happened with him, and a lot of that was orchestrated by Kevin McCarthy. That was insanity. But he moved to Naples, Florida right after that, and Club for Growth, I noticed, they did not drop him as one of their candidates. So I would assume that's what they would do. Let's see. Oh, we got, is Chris in Kaysville? Does he have the answer? Chris, do you have the answer for us?
Yes, I do. Thank you for everything. Glad you're back. If the candidate is from a Republican governor state, where the governor is Republican, then it would be an appointment by that governor for a senator or a congressman to take that seat when they go into the cabinet.
All right. That's what I thought would happen. Chris, it's great to hear your voice again. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. So that's what I thought would happen, similar to what happened with George Santos in New York. Richard, hopefully you heard that there. And so they will appoint the person. And like I said, I think they're going to make some shifts here. I think they might put Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. Byron Donalds would then go to be the senator. And then Madison Cawthorn would go in Byron Donalds' House seat. So they've been working on this behind the scenes for over a year now. So that's my assumption, just from following along with what I see on social media. But we'll see what happens. You know, coming up next, I did want to talk about Scott Pressler and what he plans to do here. I also want to talk about Spirit Airlines. Did you guys hear about what happened? Like, I know about drive-bys, but do you know about fly-bys? Do you know about those? It's not funny, actually, but when you think about Spirit Airlines and the fact that they were hit with gunfire while trying to land, I know. We're going to get into that. And then also, Mayor Brandon Scott, Governor Wes Moore made some comments. They seem to be very dumbfounded about the fact that President Trump won and that people really do love Republicans and their policies. We're going to get into some of their comments because it's quite interesting. You would think that they would have figured it out by now. Considering how bad Kamala Harris has lost, but they still haven't figured it out. We'll discuss all that and more coming up next here on Kim Klasick Live.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. The education assistance I received made it possible for me to be the first person in my family to go to school and graduate debt-free. That education helped get me to the first day at my dream job, a job that I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job, plus the other benefits possible from the Army National Guard, helped me become a first-time homeowner. Also, part of my role as a National Guard soldier means I know that I can be one of the first to respond and help my community if disaster ever strikes. I'm extremely proud that I get to serve my community, and that first step I took by joining the Army National Guard has made all the difference in my life. Talk to your local recruiter or visit NationalGuard.com to find out what firsts are available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. New York Judge Juan Merchan is put off for 1 week, a ruling on President-elect Trump's criminal conviction, whether to dismiss it in light of the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Rallying his troops at the U.S. Capitol, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans ready to deliver on Mr. Trump's mandate following his resounding election victory. And the president-elect has been busy putting together his White House team.
In the days since the election, Trump has named several people for key positions, including Susie Wiles as White House Chief of Staff, Congressman Mike Waltz as National Security Advisor, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik for United Nations Ambassador, and former Congressman Lee Zeldin as EPA Administrator. Trump also has selected Tom Homan and Stephen Miller for a pair of roles that will include immigration enforcement. Miller will be Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy, while Homan will be Border Czar. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China's military buildup goes on, as evidenced by an exhibition. It's now underway in southern China.
The Chinese military has decided to use this air show to reveal to the world its new J-35A stealth fighter jets. The People's Liberation Army now has two different stealth fighters as it looks to dominate the region with increased tensions around Taiwan and the South China Sea. There are also air defense missile systems, attack drones, communication docking devices, helicopters and homegrown commercial aircraft on display.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing. The illegal Venezuelan immigrant charged in the killing of 22-year-old Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley has waived his right to a jury trial, means a judge will hear the case. On Wall Street, stocks have turned negative now. The Dow down 115 points. The NASDAQ is off 14. The S&P 12 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The two teenagers accused of killing a man in Columbia are scheduled to appear in a Howard County courtroom today. The 17 and 14-year-old suspects are charged as adults with first-degree murder in the shooting death of Kendrick McClellan. The 26-year-old McClellan was found dead in a car parked at a Columbia office building near Howard High School on October 12th. Police believe the victim had been shot on October 9th. The 17-year-old suspect was under the supervision of the Department of Juvenile Services and was wearing an ankle monitor for an incident in another jurisdiction. A 15-year-old Dunbar High School student is in critical condition following a Monday afternoon shooting near the National Academy Foundation. Police were called to the 400 block of North Caroline Street just after 3:20 and found the victim with multiple gunshot wounds. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Steelers will, of course, be a stern test for the Ravens this Sunday, and that Pittsburgh defense has always given Lamar Jackson fits. In fact, his quarterback rating is worse against Pittsburgh than against any other team in the league. John Harbaugh was asked about that yesterday, but was vague in his response.
They played well against us, and we haven't played well against them, you know, in that sense, you know, as far as moving the ball and scoring points and all that. So this is a new game. We don't live in the past game. We don't live in the past record. You know, none of that matters.
In four career starts against Pittsburgh, Lamar just 1-3, averaging a shade less than 20 points per game. And here's an interesting note. Since being named starter in 2019, Lamar has missed 13 starts. Five have come against Pittsburgh. Maryland basketball last night.
Matthews as well. A couple other homecomings as Queen goes all the way home.
Big Ten Plus had it. Derek Queen, the big guy out of St. Francis, 11 points in 16 minutes. Terps big over the Rattlers, 84-53. A couple of longtime college football coaches passed away yesterday. John Robinson, who won a national championship with USC in 1978 and then later coached the Rams, passed away at the age of 89. and Jerry Faust, one of the most successful high school football coaches in history at Moeller High in Cincinnati, but not so much at Notre Dame, also passing yesterday, also at the age of 89. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
It is some fine fall weather today and tomorrow. Sunshine, 58 today. Tomorrow, sunny and even cooler, 52. We've got some rain. Scattered showers in the afternoon Thursday. 54 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 54 degrees in Bel Air, 56 in Halethorpe, and 55 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Yes, I am back. So happy to be back here at WCBM. I hope that you consider joining me every weekday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. We're going to have a lot of fun. I have to say, if you're just joining us today, where the heck have you been? We've been discussing so many interesting topics, including having Chris Pabst on earlier. And he was talking about the fact that there are many students in Baltimore City Public Schools, in elementary and middle school, mind you, that are missing almost all of the school year, if not at least half of it. And they're being promoted to the next grade. Don't forget, you can go to WCBM.com. If you ever miss any of the show, you'll see it there archived under the podcast, and then you can listen to it there. And then also, I encourage you to share those podcast links with your family and friends so they can be up to the minute with some of the news that we're bringing forth as well. Because, look, the election cycle is very close. It's only just 2 years from now. And I tell you what, it flies by each and every time. And we were talking yesterday about Scott Pressler and all of the great work that he did in Pennsylvania in making sure that he was able to register voters and help flip some of the voters. I mean, he was crisscrossing the state, and you saw Dave McCormick ended up flipping Bob Casey's seat there in the Senate, and there were a lot of other wins across Pennsylvania. And of course, they did end up going for President Trump. As we mentioned, President Trump received all of the swing states in a landslide, all seven of them. And I got a text here from Mike. He says, Kim, what about Carrie Lake, who lost her U.S. Senate race in Arizona? I wonder if she could go to the Trump Vance cabinet or the inner circle and have a better position. Mike, I would say I almost guarantee it. Carrie Lake, very close to President Trump and seemingly many of his kids as well. And if you follow Carrie, she's often with the family, often at Mar-a-Lago. So I would say that there's probably no way that she's not going to be part of that administration. I would almost assume she might be on the list for press secretary. That's, again, this is just me taking guesses here. I really don't know, okay? I don't want to, don't think that, you know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know what these conversations are having. But I'm just saying, just given her background as a journalist, somebody that was in media, just knowing if you've ever seen her on Fox News or Newsmax, I mean, you've seen time and time again that she's just great in front of a camera, really great at asking questions on the spot, really great at debating. I would think that she would be in the running for that position as the press secretary. But we'll see. We will see. But, Mike, I would almost guarantee that she's definitely going to be in the administration. I can't believe she lost that seat, to be honest. Because, remember, President Trump did very well in Arizona. And I know a lot of people were like, well, you know, it took him a while to count the ballots. It did. I did make a note earlier if you were listening to some of the news briefs here at WCBM, we were told that there are provisional ballots not yet counted here in the state of Maryland. But if you go to the Maryland Board of Elections website, it will say that 100% of the ballots are in. And I wrote this note down because, you know, of course, I still have been checking my numbers versus Johnny Olszewski. Obviously, want to see what percentage we were able to capture, how many votes we were able to capture. So hearing that the provisional ballots are still being counted across the state, and then going to the Board of Elections website and reading that 100% of the vote is in, it's just like, and you're just kind of like, really? I mean, I said before, I think American Idol does a better job at counting votes than our election system here in the United States. It's really sad when you think about it. But like I said earlier, we were talking about Scott Pressler yesterday, and everybody was wondering if Scott could come to Maryland and help flip some of the voters here. As I mentioned, Maryland is very unique, and I think many of you called in and agreed. You know, when you're looking at the fact that you've got these government employees, you've got all these nonprofits, the nonprofit sector is huge in Maryland, and every nonprofit will tell you that they're helping with the, you know, the drug epidemic, they're helping youth, they're helping this, they're helping that. Yet, it's not really helping, but again, that's job security for those individuals. So you got a lot of people in nonprofits making a ton of money off of supposedly helping those situations, and then you got a lot of people making money off of the criminal justice system. It's just, and even the school system, and how much money they spend per pupil, you know, here in Baltimore City and other jurisdictions across the state. It would be extremely difficult to flip Maryland. And I say that because of all of those factors that I just listed. Now, other states don't necessarily have the same, right? Because that's why they were fighting so hard, I think, for the FBI headquarters. If you want to know the truth of the matter from where I sit, I think they want the FBI headquarters here. Because remember, they were going back and forth between Maryland and Virginia. Because, of course, you would have more government employees, right? And if you got more government employees that are based on that, then yes, of course, this is what you want, right? You want more government employees because they're going to still continue to vote blue. And that's what you want. You want to keep Maryland blue if you were a Democrat. So it's very difficult. So if Scott Pressler doesn't come to town, look, I said all that to say, if Scott Pressler doesn't come to town, I don't blame him. I understand, right? I get it. And so yesterday there was some news that broke that Scott Pressler is actually headed to New Jersey. Did you guys guess that? Did you guess he was heading to New Jersey? Well, I knew immediately because, and I made some comments on DC Drano's X page when he was talking about how New Jersey was flipping. And if you recall, I have a pack called Red Renaissance, and about four of our candidates are in New Jersey. Now, many of these candidates, whether it's Billy Prempe, Darius Mayfield, there's, you know, a few of them, Clyde up there. God, there's so many people up there that are trying their best to flip Jersey, and they've been knocking doors, and we've been knocking doors with them since 2018. And so it is slowly turning red. Right? It's slowly turning red. Right now, it's at least no longer blue. It is purple. And so Scott Pressler announced that he is going to be going to New Jersey to help continue to flip the state red. Now, the New Jersey governor's race, the gubernatorial race, is in 2025. So it's just next year. So he believes that he can do enough work to get that governorship red. And right now, you've got Jack, I always say his name, I know I'm saying it wrong, Citarelli. Is that how you say it? Jack Citarelli. He ran for governor previously as the state was continually trying to transitioning to, you know, from blue to purple. But he's still running now. Now, I want to believe, because Jack really is a great guy. He's very America first. I would love to see there be a path cleared for Jack, you know, even in the primary. But I know that's not going to happen. But I do think he's going to be successful in the primary regardless. But I would love to focus, I would think you could focus so many efforts on making sure that you're flipping other seats, but also making sure that the win is big there in New Jersey. Because the last thing you want is it to be close, right? What does Trump say? You want it too big to rig? And that's what you want. You don't want it to be too close. You want it to be a decisive win, a landslide victory, sort of what we saw here on the national level for Trump. And so that is where Scott Pressler is heading. And I say that to also say to those that were calling in and asking, you know, how can I still be involved? How can I, you know, still knock doors, phone bank? You can phone bank from anywhere in the country for those that are running for office in New Jersey, right? And so I know many of you that listen to the show have spoken to Scott Pressler in the past. And he also has a website. And if you go to his X page, social media, just type in Scott Pressler. It's only one S in Pressler here. And you will see ways to contact him. And, you know, us being so close to New Jersey, if you wanted to help out in trying to flip New Jersey red with Scott, I would say do it. I would say do it. This is a time where, as Republicans, we need to get organized. There are people still fired up and excited about the red wave we just saw. And I think that there are many people that volunteered this past cycle, even with me and many others, and then those that want to get more involved, New Jersey, I think, is a great place to do so. I mean, we had many people that went up to Pennsylvania to help out, and I think that was successful. I think that was a great idea. And so I just wanted to say that to you because I know we were brainstorming yesterday on how more people could get involved in helping out and flipping some of these voters, flipping some of these seats. I think New Jersey is a great place to be right now and to help flip that seat here in 2025. So I just wanted to kind of put that on your plate in case you were wondering. Also, before the break, I know it's just kind of switching around here, but I had to get to this story because it was just so you know. I'm scrolling on X yesterday, kind of looking to see, you know, what's going on? What's happening? You know, who's Trump picking for nominees? What's going on with the cabinet? And I'm scrolling and I see the story about Spirit Airlines. Okay. Now, I didn't think anything of it because I don't usually, you know, fly with Spirit. I didn't think anything of it. I see the Spirit plane, you know, it's yellow with the black letters, whatever. And I see it and I scroll past it because it's Spirit, right? I don't really care, you know, doing their own thing. And then sometimes you'll see videos from Spirit Airlines where there could be a fight on the plane and it always seems like something's going on, right? Spirit's got a lot of drama. Well, anyways, I keep scrolling and then I remember seeing this one, you know, it was like this headline that said that a Spirit airline had been hit by gunfire while trying to land in Haiti and was diverted to the Dominican Republic. And I said, what? So in my mind, I thought it was a joke. Because I'm like, well, wait a minute. How high is a plane? And how, you know, to be somebody shooting off shots from, what do you mean gunfire? Right? So I kept scrolling. So I was like, oh, that's not real. That's not real. So I keep scrolling. Then all of a sudden, I see another headline. And it said, American Airlines and JetBlue has just decided to divert all of their flights from Haiti to Dominican Republic. And many of them were also canceled. I was like, wait a minute. This is a true story? Was Spirit Airlines just hit by gunfire? Ladies and gentlemen, it is a true story. It is a true story. Just yesterday, you had individuals in Haiti trying to, I guess, do you call it carjacking or airplane jacking? They were jacking the airport in Haiti. And as they were doing it, they didn't want whatever the Spirit Airlines flight coming in, they didn't want them to land because they were in the middle of this heist. So as the plane got closer, the guys on the ground then start shooting at the plane. So an airline stewardess was actually grazed by a bullet. Some other people were hit on the ground. The pilot's like, I don't know what just happened, but I'm swerving out of here. The pilot was able to swerve out of it. And then they got over to the Dominican Republic. This is a true story. A very true story. Spirit Airlines was caught in a drive-by shooting. And no fault to them. And no fault to them. So then, the more and more I read the story, I'm thinking, who is going to Haiti? Who's going back and forth to Haiti? I really don't know who's going back and forth. So you've got American Airlines, you got JetBlue, you got Spirit. You got all these airlines going back and forth to Haiti, so much so that you're canceling multiple flights in one day. Who's going? And then I thought about it, and then I remembered President Trump at the debate.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat.
It made me think about that moment.
They're eating the cats.
If you didn't know from that debate, that is President Trump actually speaking. He was debating Kamala Harris, and he made this comment that the Haitians in Ohio that have taken over the city in Ohio, they were being accused of eating cats and dogs, the pets of their neighbors. Now, whether or not that was true, I don't know. But immediately after, kids on TikTok took that and made this song, and then there was TikTok dances that went along with it. And I know it was supposed to hurt his chances, but it did it. There were people liked the song, including my daughter, including my kid. She loved the song, and that was it. But I was just thinking to myself, you know, do we have so many people, right, so many migrants from Haiti, where we've got all these flights going back and forth? I mean, I didn't realize that. I would love to get a number. I would love to get a head count. I would love to understand who's going back and forth to Haiti all this time. I also talked to my mom on the phone last night. She said, you know what? How crazy are these people? Now you've got all these flights not going into Haiti. How is Haiti going to get so many of their resources? Right? I mean, obviously they're shutting down some of these airports. Now they've got to investigate. There's going to be people that's not going to want to fly in there. Haitian, the Haitian community, you guys, you did it again. You did it again. It boggles the mind. It really does. All right, when we get back, we're going to talk about Mayor Brandon Scott and Governor Wes Moore, another third world country here. That was wrong. That was so wrong. Now, we're going to talk about what's been going on in Baltimore City in relation to President Trump and what they plan to do moving forward with this new administration.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Small businesses are the heart of America. Like you, these entrepreneurs started out with a dream and a drive to build a better life. If you have a small business idea to grow or challenge to face, you don't have to go it alone. Since 1964, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. Today, they are the nation's largest nonprofit source of expert mentoring, resources, and education. Whether you're starting out, building back, or have worked at it for years, SCORE will match you with specialized mentors. Our thousands of volunteers provide the guidance and connections you need for free. Your success is waiting. SCORE is ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
She is the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party. She is Talib, who she praised, and Omar, who she's praised, and AOC. That's who she is. That's who, and again, I don't care who she's married to. Not this guy, who cares about this nebbish, this moron she's married to? Another sleazeball, but that for another day.
Mark Levin, weeknights, 7 to 10, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we were just talking about, we were talking about Spirit Airlines and the fact that they were trying to land in Haiti. Gunfire breaks out. And for once, you know, hood activity alongside Spirit Airlines, and it wasn't their fault. They were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Poor Spirit Airlines. I will never forget, quick story here. I'll never forget running for office in 2020. And, gosh, I think we had to go down to Mar-a-Lago for something. And this is right after the video went viral. And it was myself, my body person, and then my manager. And this is the first, you know, flight that we're taking right after the video viral, you know, the campaign out with the red dress. And so he's like, hey, our flight's at 5 a.m., be at the airport, blah, blah, blah. Right? So get to the airport. We're like, Greg, all right, you know, wait, where airline are we going? Where are we going? And he's like, don't worry, I booked us on Spirit. Right? That's, he said, so at this time, I've never flown Spirit. I just knew that it was a lot cheaper. I had no idea what that meant. But, you know, my body person, Marcus, he was very familiar with Spirit. He was like, dude, we just raised $2 million in 24 hours, and you booked us on Spirit? Right? And Greg's like, well, you know, we want to be as frugal as possible. So I was like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense, you know. And look, it's a flight. We're going to Florida. It's about 2 hours. It's not even that long. Let's get down. So we get there, and as you're coming into the terminal area, Spirit Airlines, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but usually I do fly Southwest, right? There's Southwest Hub right there at BWI. It goes everywhere. I'm fine, right? I'm not a bougie person. I don't need, you know, all the glitz and the glam. I just want to take my flight to wherever I'm going. Well, anyways, we get to the terminal area of Spirit Airlines, and there was this woman literally screaming. I guess it was her boyfriend. I don't know. But she was, like, screaming and yelling at him. From what I could tell, he forgot to pack something. I don't know. It was very bizarre. And it was, like, my first introduction to the Spirit Airlines area, right? So I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I've never seen people get so crazy over here. So then we keep on walking down towards our gate. And I've noticed there were just people that were just, like, they didn't care at all what they looked like. Many people looked like they just rolled out of bed. Right. And just try, you know, trash down to the airport. It was an interesting situation. Then we get on the flight and the seats are very small, very close. Lots of turbulence. I don't know if my seatbelt worked or not, to be honest with you. And it was very interesting, to say the least. Well, anyways, as we flew back, of course, Marcus was like, Greg, please book us on a different airline, please. And so, you know, that was my one and only time on Spirit. But I got there safely. So, you know, I thought it is what it is. But if you ever scroll online, you see many videos taken on Spirit Airlines. And it's always a lot of drama for some reason. And I guess they say, that, you know, you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. We were talking about Scott Pressler. Don't forget, he is going to try to flip New Jersey red. If you want to get involved, reach out to Scott Pressler. And get involved because their gubernatorial race is in 2025. And Jack Cittarelli, he can win that seat. It's going to be very close. So if you could get up there and help knock doors, help make phone calls, please do. Please do. And Scott, look, he's got the formula. He makes it work. I would love to see New Jersey go red. So, you know, give it some thought there. Again, coming up next, we're going to talk about Mayor Brandon Scott and Governor Wes Moore. We've got some audio here for you. You know, now they're all talking about what it might mean to work with President Trump. And I have to tell you, I'm very disappointed in the shade that they throw because they're making it very personal. Like, you are the governor of the state of Maryland. You are the mayor of the city of Baltimore, a major city in the United States, mind you, that needs lots of help. The fact that you're even considering throwing shade at President Trump and his administration and what he's trying to do is wild to me. You need all the help you can get from the federal level. You truly do. Also, a little bit of shade real quick. Melania Trump, she's refusing to meet with Dr. Jill Biden, citing that the raid at Mar-a-Lago really made her upset. So even though you've got Joe Biden meeting with President Trump, Melania is not meeting with Jill. She's saying, you know what? I don't really care. Good for her. Good for her. You know what? You don't have to meet with these people. You don't have to. And so also, you know, as soon as she gets down there, they're going to get some screenshot of her making a frowny face. Then they're going to be like, oh, Melania's not pleasant. She wasn't this. She wasn't that. I agree with her. Just don't go. Don't even go. Don't even give them that screenshot. Don't give them that viral moment. You don't need to meet with Jill. What is she going to tell you? She's a proven liar, right? She lied about her husband. What kind of condition that he was in. So good on Melania. Again, coming up next, we're going to talk about Governor Wes Moore, Mayor Brandon Scott, play some audio and some of the comments they've recently made about President Trump. Shocking, but not surprising.
But that's our news. I'm Rich Thomason. New York Judge Juan Merchan has put off for 1 week a ruling on President-elect Trump's criminal conviction, whether to dismiss it in light of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. Rallying the troops at the Capitol, House Speaker Mike Johnson saying that Republicans are ready to deliver on President-elect Trump's mandate following his big election victory. And the President-elect is wasting no time putting together the team that will help him to carry out his agenda. Communist China slowing economy, not hindering its military expansion, is evidenced by an exhibition now underway in southern China showing off a new breed of stealth fighter jet. The illegal Venezuelan immigrant charged in the killing of 22-year-old Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley has waived his right to a jury trial. A judge will hear the case. Wall Street, the Dow is down 170 points. This is SRN News.
Our nation's economic problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight. Dr. Ron Paul here, and this is why I recommend diversifying your IRA or 401k into gold, a proven bedrock in any economy, with my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold. Text the word HEDGE to 989898. That's HEDGE to 989898.
Message and data rates may apply.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. That's because so much of your personal info is out of your control, like your insurance provider that has your social security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information's vulnerable. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code PLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Quite a difference this season between the Ravens' offense and the Ravens' defense. Almost unrecognizable, in fact. Ravens' offense leads the league in points and yards. Ravens' defense is Swiss cheese against the pass. Yesterday in Owings Mills, John Harbaugh was asked where the problem lies.
We got to play our coverages better in those situations. Deep part of the field, especially the deep middle and the intermediate middle part of the field, are the areas that have been a problem for us. Just very inconsistent back there.
Two stats of the day for you. First one is 24. That's the number of home runs that Oriole outfielder Colton Cowser hit in 2024. Cowser yesterday named a finalist for AL Rookie of the Year. If he wins, the O's would get an additional draft pick next year. And the second stat is 14-1. That's the record of the NHL's Winnipeg Jets. Best 15-game start in NHL history. And finally, the BMW Championship will be returning to Caves Valley in Owings Mills. Absolutely gorgeous course. And they're looking for volunteers. If you're interested, you can register online for those positions at BMWChampionship.com. That's BMWChampionship.com. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Lots of sunshine today, lots of sunshine the next several days, and the temperature's acting like it's November again, thanks to that northerly breeze today. 58 our high. It gets chilly tonight, low to mid-30s overnight. Tomorrow's the coolest day we'll see all week. Sunny at 52. Another cold front on the way Thursday with some rain in the afternoon. Showers are scattered. 54 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details while supplies last.
If you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. We have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloficemaryland.com.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right. We got to get into this topic here.
Oh, you like the way that sounds?
I love Jason Aldean. love him. We get to this topic about Governor Wes Moore and Mayor Brandon Scott seemingly just not with the program as of yet. I guess, you know what? Are their feelings still hurt that Kamala did not win? Are they still upset about that? Maybe that's the problem. And that's why they're not budging, really. And that's why it's looking like they're not going to try to play ball with President Trump. Maybe it's just going to take some time. They're very emotional men. We will give them time to get over the loss. You know, when we were talking about losers yesterday, and I said, including myself, I lost my race. I'm on the losers list. I wanted to add Governor Wes Moore because, remember, he actually was a Biden-Harris surrogate. And he crisscrossed the country campaigning for VP Harris and even before that, President Biden. And I'll note that many of which in the swing states in which Harris lost. So Governor Wes Moore, I know there are a lot of people talking about, you know, how great he is. I would say people on the left, how great he is, how he could be a future president. I just will say that's probably an indication there that he's just not ready yet. I also say, same thing with Gavin Newsom out of California. Remember, he was also crisscrossing the state, helping out with the VP Harris and in hopes of her being elected. And it did not happen. It did not happen. You know, there's a lot of op-eds and opinion pieces. You know, I'll mention one before we go today that's basically saying, look, Democrats should be alarmed. And they shouldn't still be in this this mindset of denial, like what we've seen for the women on The View and what we're also seeing for Governor Wes Moore and Mayor Brandon Scott. They almost seem dumbfounded. I wanted to play you this clip from Mayor Brandon Scott. These comments that he made, I thought, were very interesting, and you might want to hear them for yourself. Take a listen.
From the State House.
So I know this is a result that the majority of Marylanders did not vote for. But I do want to be clear, this is the result that this administration is prepared for.
To City Hall.
I'm obviously extremely disappointed in the results, but it is clear that there will be a second Trump presidency.
Well, some leaders in Maryland are not happy about Donald Trump heading back to the White House for a second term. Baltimore City Mayor Brandon Scott and Governor Wes Moore clear about their concerns heading into a new administration.
I don't know everything that a second Trump presidency will bring to Baltimore, but if he follows through on some of his dark, violent promises, we know that we are looking at challenges in the years ahead.
Dark and violent promises, says Mayor Brandon Scott of President Trump. Now, mind you, because I know you can't see that on the radio here, mind you, he's reading that from his notes. That was him. That was him reading. We talked about this yesterday. He's got to be the worst public speaker of all time. He's got to be. He was looking down. He was looking down at his notes as he was speaking just right there. He was looking down. Baltimore City, you got to be embarrassed. You have to be embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for you. I got secondhand embarrassment that this guy's your mayor. Anyways, moving past that. He said that President Trump, saying that he's going to mass deport individuals, saying that he's going to close the border, that is apparently to Mayor Brandon Scott, dark and violent comments. Now, meanwhile, he just had here in Baltimore City, a teenager was shot outside of Dunbar Middle School. No comment on that one. But what Trump says, dark and violent comments, dark and violent. And that's why I asked earlier when we started the show, you know, will Maryland cooperate with these deportations? Will they cooperate with ICE? It's seeming to me that they're not going to. And they're kind of laying the framework here by some of the comments that they're making. If you heard there, Governor Wes Moore said, I know that the majority of Marylanders did not vote for this, right? Like, why would you even say that? That's a very divisive language right up front. So what he's trying to signal here is, look, I know for the majority, many of you are Democrats, and you agree with me, and you voted Democrat, even though they should not have been voted in, but you did it anyways, because we're going to vote blue no matter who, because you are like me, in that sense, I'm going to put up a fight. Now, mind you, they need to have the Francis Scott Key Bridge rebuilt. And we're already told that it's going to be a hefty price tag. Now, I've noted before, what happened to the money from the bipartisan infrastructure bill? I would love a Francis Scott Key Bridge over more, wind turbines. You know, it is what it is. But at the same time, where is that money? We had COVID relief money that was supposedly still sitting there as Governor Larry Hogan was leaving office. Where is that money? Where is all the money? Show me the money. Why are we always asking for money? And this is actually where Representative Andy Harris and I disagreed, because he was talking about getting some money from the federal level. He felt like it was necessary. He probably knows more than I do on what's left financially in, you know, some of these bills that were passed. I know the Inflation Reduction Act, it didn't reduce any inflation. Lots of money passed there, much of it for climate change efforts. And we were told that even when it comes to all the charging stations and everything that they were going to do with some of that money, none of those things were actually built out. So you got to kind of think, all right, there's got to be money somewhere. They're just not telling us about it. But that's neither here nor there. I don't want to digress. My point is, it sounds like they're not going to work with the mass deportation efforts. It sounds like they're going to still continue to act like this is a sanctuary state. And I want to get your take on this, because I wonder if you feel the same way. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. But, you have so many questions here. And so on Fox 45 yesterday, Mackenzie Frost sat down with David Williams, who is an economist, and he was talking about some of the things that are coming up here for even Mayor Brandon Scott. And that is the fact that he spent so much of the American Rescue Plan money on all these nonprofits, right? Things like Safe Streets and all these other things. As David pointed out in that interview, he's running out of money. He's running out of money. Those were federal funds, that ARPA fund. $641 million. Remember that? And we've talked previously about the fact that he squandered it away. He didn't make any investments, right? He said, oh, we're going to invest in the community. Well, kids are still shooting kids. People are still living in poverty. People are still not getting educated. They find out kids aren't even showing up to school, right? Fathers, many of them still not in a home, taking responsibility for their kids, acting out and acting crazy. We've got juveniles still carjacking people. We've got stray bullets still hitting 19-year-old young women as they're, hanging out in Federal Hill. One lady, young lady, I should say, 19 years old, passed away over the weekend. She was paralyzed, unfortunately. Had nothing to do with the shooting. Just there, wrong place, wrong time. We still have all these things going on, yet we have over 3,400 nonprofits in the city of Baltimore that's supposedly fixing these issues. And so now a lot of those people are going to be looking for more money, right? Because they're nonprofits. They're not actually bringing in the revenue. They're just spending taxpayer dollars on their salaries. And so for Mayor Brandon Scott to say that the comments Trump is making are dark and violent, sir, you might want to take that back. You're going to have a lot of people coming to you with their hand out. And you don't have the money. Like I said before, I don't think he could run a lemonade stand, along with Johnny Olszewski and many people running many jurisdictions in the state, because they're not actually bringing in any revenue. They aren't creating more job opportunities. They're not educating anybody. And so they are relying on tax dollars for their salaries, their administration salaries, and so many others, and so many city employees, and what have you. That's what's happening here. And so I even wanted to note, if you recall, when they were, gathered around the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse, remember, they were only inviting Democrats to those photo ops. You didn't see Congressman Andy Harris down there, did you? Well, now they need Congressman Andy Harris to go ask for some of this money. It'd be interesting to see what Congressman Andy Harris does. I would think he's now in a position where he can start making some negotiations, right? I mean, think about it. Now you're the head honcho, Andy. You're the head honcho. They're going to be looking to him to ask for some of this money, because Governor Westmore, Mayor Scott, they don't want to look like they're going to Trump with their hand out. They're going to try to go through Andy. It'd be interesting. This is interesting to watch. You know what? This is probably why I like politics so much. This is very interesting. I've got Oscar in Baltimore. Oscar, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. It's an honor to speak to you. I don't understand these guys. Les Moore, Brandon Scott. The city is black and blue. The state is navy blue. The citizens of Baltimore voted to give the mayor and city council control of the police department. What do you think is going to happen to the crime now? It's going to spiral even more out of control.
Yeah.
They voted to give rich people control of the Inner Harbor. I hope it's for the Ravens and the Orioles, because anyone that voted on it won't be able to afford to go down there. I hope they block it off.
Yeah.
So people can't even get into the harbor. Just ride around and just look at how beautiful it is from a distance.
Yeah.
But this, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And I know people that, my wife, she had a friend that blew up with. I mean, they was going through TDS so bad the day of the election. Asked my wife who she voted for. She said that's personal. And her best friend went off on her.
Wow.
So, I mean, TDS is just going crazy. What are they complaining about? All of the things that they wanted went through. All of their questions, they're black and blue. The city is, you know, it's a mess.
It is a mess. Well, Oscar,
I don't understand. They don't want change. They don't want change here.
No. Oscar, let me ask you this. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, to get, you know, some of these things done, they're going to have to get some federal funding. Do you think that they will actually, you know, put things aside and work with President Trump?
Eventually. When it gets to the point where the pockets are empty, they'll have to. They'll swallow up their pride and you know how they do.
Yeah.
You know how they do.
Yeah.
They can't stand them. They'll bite down real hard on the bottom lip and ask them for what they need.
Yeah. No, I think so. Well, thank you, Oscar, so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. You know, I think, yeah, when the rubber meets the road, they're going to have to. But how are they going to do it? I still can't see them going directly to Trump. I think they're going to have to call Andy Harris, even though they did not allow him to be anywhere near the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. And remember, they want to change the Francis Scott Key Bridge name, right? Don't they want to call it, like, is it Clarence Mitchell, you know, the data C4? I don't know. They've been floating all these names. Even Congressman Quaisi and Fume, they were floating all these names. I don't think any of those things are going to happen. Now, they're also talking about the red line, which I said before is a complete boondoggle. But now, Governor Wes Moore, when he was at that press conference that you heard that little bit of from the clip, he was asked whether or not he believes he's going to get federal funding for the red line. Of course, he couldn't answer that, but I'm going to go ahead and answer this for you, Governor Moore and friends. The answer is no. The answer is no, because now you have people within the Trump administration, right? They're going to be looking at how much money they're shelling out to places like Maryland, to these blue states. They're going to be looking at whether or not it's going to illegal immigrants. They're going to be looking at whether or not it's going to boondoggles like the red line. And guess what? You're not going to get the check. Congressman Andy Harris already said he doesn't believe they're going to get the full ask. I don't think so either. And I would think that it would be very nice of Congressman Andy Harris to even ask. But obviously he's here in Maryland and Francis Scott Key Bridge is important. But Governor Moore, Mayor Scott, you might want to put your pride aside now. Because that, like I said, the ARPA funds is almost completely spent. I thought it was interesting. I heard earlier that Mayor Brandon Scott's in Brooklyn, Maryland today, celebrating 365 days of no homicides alongside safe streets. This is the same Brooklyn Park area that had the worst mass shooting in Baltimore City history, where they still don't know who shot, 30 people, killed two. And one of them was the young lady that was going off to college. They still don't know who murdered that young girl. Aaliyah Gonzalez was her name. And they're going over there today to celebrate no shootings in 365 days. Still haven't closed the case. They've got no murderer behind bars. No suspect behind bars. None. And they're over there celebrating. If you don't feel like a fool yet in Baltimore City, I don't know when it's going to happen. I got John and Glenn Arm. John, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, just wondering if the federal money dries up a little bit, I mean, do we really need the Key Bridge? Can't we just put a nice rail link out there to Trade Point and get all that truck traffic on rails where it should be? And I was wondering, if the government money dries up, the private sector is going to have to rescue the state. 19% of the employment in the state is government.
Yeah.
And has Westmore ever worked, I mean, other than Robbing the Hood, NGO up there in New York. Has he ever worked in the private sector? Does he understand how to create, you know, how private employment saves a state?
Yeah, that's a good question, John. I don't know. Thank you so much for calling in. I don't know. Like, he was at Robin Hood, which I think is Robin the Hood. And I know Daryl calls it that, or Darren, I should say, which makes sense because he made a ton of money as a CEO. And where they were supposedly helping out the hood, it's still the hood. I mean, it's still many people living in poverty, many people not being educated. It's still the same. But anyways, I don't know if he's ever worked in the private sector. I know that he was in the military, right? We know that. We know that he pretended, you know, to get a Bronze Star. We do know that. We know that he was a CEO at Robin Hood. But I don't know a whole lot about his work history. I don't know. I guess I can look it up. The only thing with Wikipedia, and the same thing with my Wikipedia page, is usually not accurate. It usually isn't. I've seen on Wikipedia so many times that I was born, like, in Ghana. Never been to Africa a day in my life. Never been. So it's not always accurate, but I guess I'll check it out. I will check it out. Let's see. I've got some text messages coming in on it real quick. Ron at Occupy Baltimore says, Kim, to satisfy Brandon, they should rename the replacement bridge the Freddie Gray St. George Floyd Fentanyl Orange Man Bad Memorial Bridge. Ron, you know what? They would actually like that name. You know, they would actually be happy about that. Let's be honest. They really would. All right, coming up next, just wanted to go real quick over some of the comments that Senator Marco Rubio made to a pro-Hamas supporter. I want you to hear it because, again, I hope he becomes the Secretary of State. I think that's the best thing we can do.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
Staples has amazing deals on everything you need for the holidays. From custom holiday cards and photo gifts to laptops and gaming systems, even shipping solutions. And now save up to $350 on select computers in-store only. Offer ends 11/16. Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, Mike Davis from the Article 3 Project will join us on the show. He's the guy who last week said he was going to put Letitia James' fat butt in prison.
Your mother is so fat, she jumped up in the air and got stuck.
And Scott Pressler, the guy who absolutely was instrumental in taking Pennsylvania back for Trump.
I admire your honesty.
Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Did you hear that? Rob Carson is going to have on Scott Pressler. We were just talking about him. Scott. Okay, so Mike Davis is coming in to talk about Scott Pressler. I hope, you know what? I hope they give more information about what he plans to do here before 2025. Again, I really do think if you want to get involved, if you want to get involved in flipping some of these seats red, you got to go to New Jersey with Scott. I think he's going to be very successful in that. I really do. Also, I did mention earlier, if you miss any of the show, you can go to WCBM.com. Just so you know, my podcast can be found on my show page, Kim Klasick Live. Just click under the show and podcast tab. So if you missed that interview earlier that we had at 10 a.m. with Chris Papps with Project Baltimore, definitely go to that tab and check it out. And like I said, share it with friends. Marty did text in. He said Wes Moore had a production company and was an author. Because we were trying to figure out what other jobs that he's had besides nonprofit and obviously now government. But so, yeah, so he had a production company. Thank you so much, Marty, for sending that information over. Real quick, I wanted to just play this soundbite for you because Senator Marco Rubio, in case you didn't know this, way back when in 2016, before Senator Marco Rubio was called Little Marco, I was definitely a fan of Marco's, still am. And I think he does very well when it comes to foreign policy. And I think he speaks very articulately when it comes to foreign policy. And I think if he became the Secretary of State, I don't know if it's been confirmed. It could be confirmed now as of this morning. I have not checked. I hope that it's confirmed because I think he would do a fantastic job. But he was ambushed by I call them pro-Hamas supporters because it can't be pro-Palestinian, right? You have to be pro-Hamas at this point. You've got to be. You've got to be. To be on the other side of this thing, you got to be pro-terrorist organization. Yeah, I mean, you really do. But I wanted you to hear this audio clip. This is when he was being ambushed. He was just simply walking down the hallway with some of his staff, and a woman approached him to ask him about what's going on in Israel. Take a listen.
Senator Rubio, will you call for a ceasefire in Gaza?
No, I will not. On the contrary.
Rubio,
are you filming it?
Wait,
I want you guys to get this. I want them to destroy every element of Hamas they can get their hands on. These people are vicious animals who did horrifying crimes, and I hope you guys post that.
And what about the civilians that are being killed every day?
Hamas should stop hiding behind civilians, putting civilians in the way. Hamas knew that this was going to lead to this. So Hamas should stop building their military installations underneath hospitals.
So you don't care that 15,000 have died. You don't care about the babies that are being killed every day.
It's horrifying. I think it's terrible, and I think Hamas is 100% to blame. That's what I think. Make sure you post that, please.
Senator Marco Rubio right there. You know, I love the fact that we have so many people within the Republican Party that is not backing down. They're not apologizing, right? They're not acting like cowards to some of these people. And then what that woman was saying is absolutely ridiculous. So who is she blaming for the civilians being killed in Gaza? Obviously, she's blaming Israel, right? Obviously. It is Hamas. It is Hamas. As soon as Trump won the election, I don't know if you noticed, but there was a statement put out from Hamas wondering if they could talk about making some kind of deal. Because they know, fun times are over, Hamas. It's over. And I remember running against Johnny Olszewski. He did an interview with the Baltimore Banner, and he said, oh, I wish there could be a two-state solution. How many times have they been offered a two-state solution? That's not what they want, okay? Hamas is a terrorist organization. They're the reason that civilians are being killed. They need to be wiped out. They need to release the hostages. It's a done deal. If the Palestinians want to live in Israel, fine. But all this other nonsense, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So again, I hope Senator Marco Rubio takes that position as the Secretary of State. You know what I think will happen? I think he would have those hostages released. I think he would wipe out Hamas, and I give him not even 300 days. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. We need this guy. We do. You know, God bless President Trump and everybody else in the administration, and God bless him for, you know, some of these nominees and picks. He's doing a great job. He is. This is not a repeat of what we saw back in 2016. He's doing a great job in choosing some real America First patriots that we need. Absolutely. All right. I want to appreciate you guys joining me again. Thank you for calling in and texting in. If you haven't already, download that WCBM app. You can text right in live to the show. Tomorrow, we've got so much more to talk about. I'm sure we're going to find out about more nominee picks, and we'll discuss them all. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.